I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I thought that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We know you guys love the Money Pit, so why keep it all to yourself? You can share it with friends on the Apple Podcast. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bob from Rhode Island on the line. What can we help you with today at your Money Pit?
Well, my Money Pit is a house, actually, and usually is everybody's Money Pit, I guess. I got the family's homestead. It's been in the family since 1948, and I'm in the process. I've gutted it all out. I'm down to the studs, so I took all the studs and took all the plaster and the lads off the walls and the ceiling, and I'm looking at these two chimneys in the house. It's a 2.5-decker house, and I'm trying to decide if I want to eliminate the chimneys. You know, the new boilers today, they're all direct vented, and I got to do the roof anyway, so I'm saying, is this the time to remove the chimneys? What do you think?
Well, I think it might be. If you want to get rid of the chimneys, it could be the time to do it. Do you feel like the chimneys contribute to the aesthetics of the house?
Well, that's the thought, too. That's part of the reason why I'm calling, is because they kind of do in some way, and, you know, I'm looking at when I tore the walls out, I exposed the chimney. I do like the brick, but then again, I can change the layout of the kitchen without one of the chimneys. The one in the kitchen is quite large. So.
Do these come up through the middle of the house, or they come up the outside wall?
No, they're in the middle. Not in the middle, but they're in,
okay.
inside. They're all
so that's
in,
not so bad.
Yeah, they're not like a newer house where they were outside on the outside of the house, no.
And your furnace, your water heater, they're all direct vent today, so they're completely disconnected from the chimneys themselves?
Well, not now. I'm going to replace them. I'm going to put a Navien system in. And
okay. All right. So you're going to use a PVC probably vent pipe and take that up and out.
Correct, yes.
All right, well, listen, if you, it does make sense to remove the chimneys. They are obviously a maintenance headache and a source of many leaks. Since you're doing the roof, now is the right time to do that. Removing the chimney is not as difficult as you might expect, because it's basically like taking apart the building blocks. You start at the top and knock those bricks loose and take them down one at a time until you get below the top of the chimney. You probably go right down to the attic floor, I would imagine, so that it's not in the middle of the attic. And then go ahead and resheathe that roof, fill the hole in, and once they roof over, it'll be a distant memory.
And the funny thing, as you said, that's the proper way. But years ago, I had a friend of mine helping me doing another house, and it was a three-decker. And I told him I want to remove the chimney, and all of a sudden I heard this ridiculously loud noise. Sounded like a locomotive. He went down in the basement. He knocked out the chimney, and it's one thing he didn't get killed. The entire chimney came all the way down to the basement.
Oh, the whole thing came down?
He was entirely covered in soot. It's a wonder he didn't get killed. The entire basement was full of bricks.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he learned his lesson.
Well, good. Well, thanks for the advice. And I love your show. I listen to it every weekend on WPRO AM.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, most people don't really give their grass cutting much thought, but they should, because if you do it right, you'll enjoy a beautiful, healthy lawn. But if you do it wrong, you'll end up with a weed-filled dust bowl. So here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to avoid scalping the lawn. Now, a scalped lawn is vulnerable to diseases and weed infestation. The taller grass is going to develop deeper roots, which then creates a lawn that can better withstand any drought situations that might happen during the summer months. And the general rule is to never remove more than one-third of the total grass blade length in a single cutting.
You're thinking to yourself, oh, just a third? That means you're going to have to cut it again and again?
Yes,
you are. Yes, so just accept it. Now, you also, when you're mowing, try not to mow in the same pattern every time. This avoids compacting the soil and creating ruts. And keep those mowing blades sharp to get the best results. You can sharpen them at least a couple of times during the mowing season. Not a hard DIY project. You can follow manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattaching it after it is sharpened. If that blade is sharp, the blade that will not damage the ends of the grass, and this way it will grow back that much more quickly, which is a good thing, believe me.
And then you cut it again.
Exactly.
Bathroom projects are always great, but a lot of work. Jackie in Michigan's working on one right now. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I have done some plumbing, and I am going to be taking out an old tub and putting in a tile shower in place of it. So the diverter and the shower head are fine. I'm going to be removing the tub faucet because I'll no longer have a tub. Can I just cap off that pipe coming to the tub faucet, or do I have to put a whole new diverter in?
No, you have to put a shower valve in, because you're gonna have to disconnect the whole spout. I mean, the way you get water for the shower now is run it through the tub spout, then pull up the diverter, and then it starts coming out the spout. So you're going to need to put in a shower valve. And I would also suggest, since you're doing that, put in what's called a pressure-balanced shower valve. This will make sure that if somebody's running water somewhere else in the house, you don't get either scalded or just chilled, because it will make sure that the water temperature mix always stays the same. So that's an opportunity to do that. Let me ask you this question. The wall behind where the bathroom is right now, is that accessible? Has it been opened up in the past to work on the plumbing?
No, they left a little access panel. The tub that's in there now is actually like a jetting tub.
Right.
And,
oh, okay.
And so they left an access panel to get to the motor and the jet or whatever on the tub. But there's nothing to even, I figured I could, when I was tearing out some of the tile and pulling out the spout, I could just remove the spout. I thought maybe I could just cap it off, but then I thought, no, because just like you said, you pull up on the spout to send the water
right.
to the shower
yep.
head.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I need a whole new diverter.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. See, it's always a bigger project. And plumbing is one of those things that, you know, if you don't do it every day, it can be confusing and it can be very time consuming. So you might want to plan this where you're doing the demolition and the tiling work, but you have a plumber come in at the appropriate time and just reroute those pipes properly, install that diverter valve, and then you won't have to worry about getting it wrong. Because if you do, it's a heck of a mess to fix it. And by the way, the other thing to think about doing is to open up the wall from the backside. And a lot of times if you have a wall behind a tub, maybe the adjoining room, sometimes like in my house, there's a closet behind the bathroom, and the back closet wall, we have a panel in it, and if we lift that panel out, we can get to all the plumbing that's in that actually bath, that actually serves that bathtub and the shower. So if you have the opportunity to create an access panel like that, that could be valuable going forward as well. Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ralph in Pennsylvania is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
I'm having a problem. I have a wood burner down in the basement, and I can't get the heat to go upstairs. Like, you go up the top of the basement steps, it's real warm.
Right.
I can't get the heat to go upstairs.
What kind of a heating system do you have?
I have electric heat, and it's in the ceiling upstairs, individual room.
That is a very inefficient system. So you're delivering, first of all, you're using electric heat, which is the most expensive type of heat.
Yes.
And you're delivering from the ceiling down, of course, because heat rises. That's got to be super uncomfortable and expensive to run.
Yeah, and, our house was built in 1968, and what it is,
you're listening to KCNR 1460 96.5. We've concluded our maintenance repairs and regular programming will resume shortly. Thank you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
More cost-effective for you than that electric radiant heat coming from the ceiling, because my goodness, Leslie, when you're first of all, he's got electric heat and he's delivering it from the ceiling. That house has to be in a constant state of discomfort. I mean, imagine just lying in bed and just feeling chill all the time. And the only time you're warm is when you stand up. So, I hope that helps out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the label on the paint can says paint and primer, but does it really do both? We're going to explain where it works and where it won't next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh.
Better call Mako. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey guys, do you love your home? I know we all do, but sometimes it really does feel like an endless pit. I mean, we're throwing in our money, we've got all these home improvements and repairs. We get it, and we can help. Heading over to Gail in Virginia, who's got a heating system question. What's going on?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water.
Okay.
My problem is that I constantly constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Because it's too hot or too cold or what?
Yeah, too hot. I've tried turning it down. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
I know exactly what you have. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler.
Yeah.
And you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, the tank-like structure next to the boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
Okay. So what you want to look for, and maybe the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to find this, is there's a valve called a mixing valve. And the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160-odd degree water that comes off the heating system, because you don't want to have that full temperatured water going to your shower because you're going to get scalded.
Uh-huh.
All tankless coils, that's the kind of system you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. Have a mixing valve, and the mixing valve adds that cold water into it, and this way you have two ways to adjust temperature. As you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house doesn't heat quite so well because your radiators don't get hot. So, but there are really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 or 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, do you have steel radiators or cast iron? What kind of radiators do you have?
Steel.
Okay, so those steel baseboard radios, usually you have to have 160, 170 degree water coming out of the boiler for that, for them to work right. So that's what's going on. You just need to find your mixing valve. So I would make sure you identify that and have the technician show you how to operate it and set it, because you shouldn't have to keep messing around with it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
All right, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Bye now.
So, Leslie, I learned something about these paint and primer in one products recently. I was doing a project where I was taking some really old wood and repurposing it, upcycling it as you would to use it as paneling. And so, you know, it was old, it was dark, it was stained, and I knew I had to prime it, and I thought, I happen to have a can of paint and primer semi-gloss unopened in my basement. So I grabbed the can, I went at it. And I was aghast that as soon as I started working with it, I started to see the stains leak through, you know, like you when you try to paint over a water stain, came right through. So the primer basically had no effect whatsoever.
That's not good.
So I went back to the paint store and I talked to the reps, and I learned that the paint and primer products are not designed for any kind of raw material like that. For that, you really need to use a regular primer product and preferably oil-based. So I actually went back over that with a white shellac primer, and then it worked perfectly. But the paint and primer, not exactly. Only if you're going over an existing painted surface. If it's going over raw, you've got to use the regular primer to do the job.
Yeah, and I mean, the paint and primer is great if you're quickly painting a bedroom or a living room, dining room, something like that. But you're right. You got to be careful with what you choose and make sure it's for the right material. Tom, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Going to have new gutters put up on the house, and I'm thinking about putting gutter guards on. Now, the neighbor has a gutter guard, similar to the one that I have decided on, but he's got about the same pitch roof as I have, a 412 pitch roof, and the gutters are the same. They slope, and he's had real good luck with that. I've seen it for 20 years, and there's no problem at all with leaves and stuff collecting. Now, the salesman says you don't need a slope. He said that his kind are flat. And I just wonder if that's true. Do you need a slope or not?
So the gutter cover that your neighbor has is sloped or tilted, and the one that the salesman is selling you for your house is flat and not tilted. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm going to get a 6-inch size so that the back side would be 2 inches higher than the front side.
The only problem I've seen with gutter covers is when you have a really strong rainstorm and the rain runs down the roof very quickly, and then it hits the gutter cover and bounces off and just keeps going. I think that whether you have a slight pitch to that gutter cover or if it's flat probably won't make a big difference, but I do think you need some pitch. I think if it's totally flat, it could run backwards and towards the house, maybe perhaps even get into the fascia. So I think you definitely need some pitch. I wouldn't draw a big distinction in making sure you have to have a lot of pitch. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We are the Money Pit because you ask us the questions, and we are here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We love to help, so give us a call. Well, if you've got a budget of, say, $2,800, what home project would you do? Well, that just happens to be the amount of the average income tax refund. And if you're getting one, we're going to share tips for tax refund projects that you can get done for that and a lot less, presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen, guys, we know you love to binge things, TV shows, all of that, but what about podcasts? Everybody is so into podcasts, so if you love them, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
You can get helpful how-to tips in every episode, so why not join us? Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We're going to talk with Dot in Wisconsin, who's got a decking question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes, my deck is located on the south side of my house, and every year we've been putting a paint on it, and it's where we get a lot of sun, and I'm wondering if there's a special kind of paint I should use because it peels a lot.
So there are special paints for decks, and if you're continuing to put more coats of paint on the old deck, my concern is that you're never going to get good adhesion. You may have too many coats of paint on that now. Are you using paint or stain, Dot?
I believe it's a paint.
I'm afraid at this point what you really need to do is to remove that paint so you can get down to the original wood, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's going to continue to peel. And once you get down to that wood, then you should prime it and then paint it. But if you're able to get most of the paint off, and perhaps you can because apparently it's not sticking well, where you really don't have too much left, then I would recommend not using paint on it. I would use solid color stain. It's still going to give you a continuous color, but it's going to absorb better into the wood, and it'll kind of fade rather than peel, and I think that's what you're shooting for.
Okay, is there a certain type of product to remove the stuff that's on there now?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of paint strippers out there. I would look for one of the citrus-based products and try that. You may have to try a couple of them until you find the one that works best with your particular deck.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? Well, for DIYers, that means newfound money to take on some projects you might have been putting off.
Yeah, so to help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. Today's tax refund tip is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And today's project, home office happiness. You know, if we've learned anything from 2020, it's that you need to be prepared to work from home. So let's use that tax refund to create a stylish and functional workspace from home. We've got some DIY tips to make that space work for you, regardless of the size, including how to organize, equip, and soundproof your space.
Well, just like buying a house, the value of your home office comes down to its location. I mean, we all know working from home, you've got kids, pets, spouses. They're around all the time. They don't go anywhere. So the location of your home office is super important, and you've got to find a quiet corner. Because, you know, sound travels, you guys.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, my goodness, does it ever. Now, open floor plans, they're super popular, but they don't really serve this purpose very well. So you can convert maybe a rarely used guest room. I'm sure we haven't had anybody staying at the house this past year, so why not take that guest room and make it the office, the basement, even a closet. These spaces can become your own personal work-from-home happy space.
And, of course, no one would have thought about us talking about this a year ago, but we got to be considerate of the Zoom background, right? So you want to avoid sitting with your back to a bright window so we can see more of you than a shadowy silhouette in that Zoom meeting. And since we're focusing on a tax refund project, remember that home office space is also deductible.
All right. And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with heart. Learn more at hearttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Yep, including tips on projects that would be perfect for your newly renovated home office, like how to build a laptop stand or a bulletin board organizer. And there's also a great video by Leanne Ford on how to hang art, shelving, and lighting. Check it all out at hearttools.com.
Deborah in Pennsylvania needs some help with a log home. Tell us what you're working on.
My husband and I are renovating a Lincoln log house.
Nice.
There is, in between the logs, there is chinking.
Yep.
And in between our chinking, it is filled with stone. And I wanted to keep the stone there and re-chink it because it deteriorated over the years.
Right.
I found a recipe online of clay, salt, and hydrated lime.
Right.
We did a couple test spots, and when it dried, it cracked. So I don't know if the recipe is a good recipe, or maybe we made it too liquidy and it cracked. And I do know that in the old houses, they also put straw or horsehair in the clay.
It's the same reason they put rebar in concrete. It reinforces it. I don't know about the recipe with hydrated lime, but I know that there's a recipe that's similar to that that uses wood ash. Of course, where you're going to find, you know, enough wood ash to do an entire house, I can't tell you. So I couldn't determine whether that is what caused this issue or not. Do you have an aversion to using one of the commercially available, very reliable products for this? Because you can buy chinking. And by the way, if you're driving down the road thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Chinking, C-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, chinking is think of it as sort of the caulk between the logs of a log house. You know, when you see logs stocked together and it looks like almost masonry or has been or mortar has been pressed in between like it would for bricks, that's called chinking. And so that's what we're trying to restore here, and it's unique to log homes.
Does the horsehair, does that act as a binding to hold the plaster together so it won't crack?
I think it would, because that's what a reinforcement material would do. But you know what? I got to say, good luck finding ash and horsehair today. You know, there's going to be a...
You can buy a horsehair mattress.
There's going to be a lot of horses out there that are getting a haircut.
I have the horses.
To chink this house.
you have the horses, so that's good.
You got the horses, so you got the horsehair covered. We wish you a lot of luck with this, but I would say that you want to just experiment with a couple of different versions of this, and you find one that works, go for it, because you were in a very unique position there, a very unusual project.
Yep. Okay.
All right, good luck.
Got to be different.
Yep. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to help one listener whose pipes in the house seem to have a mind of their own. Well, they certainly join in on the conversation very often. So we're going to help them figure out what's causing all that noise when we come back.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can post your questions on MoneyPit.com or call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Doesn't matter what you're working on, bathrooms or basements, demolition or decor, we're here to help you tackle those to-dos and get them done with confidence.
John's writing because there's some crazy plumbing noise going on at their money pit. And here's what he says. My house was built in 1976, and whenever the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure, and the pipes shake. This just started, and I'm wondering what could be causing the problem.
I think I know exactly what's causing that problem. First of all, whenever you get plumbing noise, you have to remember this. Water is really heavy. It weighs 8 pounds per gallon. So if something is off with a plumbing system, it's going to shake the pipes. It's going to make the pipes bang. And that pulsating sound is usually caused by a bad faucet washer because the water is not able to soar past it. And so it gets hung up a little bit. And then that pulsing that he's hearing actually sort of echoes throughout the entire copper plumbing system. Copper plumbing is really good at doing that. It transmits sounds incredibly well. So I would start opening and closing faucets one at a time, John, until I figure out which one is the offending faucet, and then fix it. And if your problem is pipes that actually bang when you turn off the water, that's another problem called water hammer, and there's a device called a water hammer arrestor that can stop that, which is kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. That one is not a DIY project unless you happen to be a very handy amateur plumber, but it's a pretty straightforward project for a plumber to install in just an hour or so.
I mean, both of these kind of make sense. You know, the house is like 50 years old, so things are going to start to loosen up probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Time.
Yep.
You might be seeing some other weird stuff soon, John, so just keep an eye out. All right, next up, Cindy writes, my dog loves running the fence line with the other dogs on all three sides of us. She kicks up quite a mess. What's the safest thing to put around the perimeter of the yard that's not going to hurt her paws or cause her to slide and get hurt?
Well, not cactus plants, that's for sure. You know, I think the dog actually is probably having a very good time doing this. And if the yard as it sits right now, it was actually hurting her paws or irritating them in any way, she wouldn't be quite so active. She would just slow down and stop on her own. But things that you could do would be to place pet-friendly plants very close together in areas that you want to designate kind of as off-limits and then train your dog to avoid them and then leave open areas for the dog to run and play and pretty much accept that that's what the dog's going to do. Now, some paved or sandy surfaces may get too hot for your pet to walk on comfortably, so you want to avoid stuff like tiny pebbles, areas with thorns or gravel. They can get caught in the paws, so make sure the pet's sort of fence line excludes that kind of material. And if any of that exists, especially the pebbles or the gravel, you got to keep the pet away from that in the summer because that could really stress out the pet.
Oh, my goodness. And it's so funny. I can just picture that dog with the zoomies just, like, running around, hanging with its buddies. I do really like the idea, Cindy, of those sort of, I know at our nursery, there's always a section of, like, walkable plants. And there's, like, a thick moss, you know, things that'll stay condensed and tight and low to the ground. And maybe his claws won't, like, kick it up so much when he's running around. But let him enjoy it.
Yep, because for a dog, a fence is made to do just that, give them a space to run against.
All right, Cindy, I hope your pup has a good time this summer and you get some relief from all that mess.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring weekend. It's like that around here. We hope that you're enjoying some pleasant weather in your part of this big neighborhood we all share. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done, please reach out to us anytime by calling us at 888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. We hope we've given you some tips, ideas, and advice that help you with projects that are going on right now in today's edition. But that's all the time we have, so the show will continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Do and focus on more is how do we prepare transitioning members to be aware of that interest in them, and to know what it looks like and what it feels like, what it sounds like when these groups are trying to recruit them.
That is the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. A weekend break in the Derek Chauvin murder trial from Minneapolis. In testimony this week, the chief county medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide says the way police held him down and compressed his neck was more than Floyd's heart could take.
Dr. Andrew Baker is the chief medical examiner for Hennepin County and the one who wrote the autopsy for George Floyd.
He experienced a cardiopulmonary arrest in the context of law enforcement's dual restraint and neck compression.
Baker said he did not watch the harrowing video of the arrest before examining Floyd.
I did not want to bias my exam.
Baker said that Floyd had heart disease and drugs in his system.
The law enforcement's dual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of that, those heart conditions.
But that significant conditions listed on the autopsy were not the main cause of Floyd's death.
Mr. Floyd's use of fentanyl did not cause the subdual or neck restraint.
Audio of the trial was provided by Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Utah sheriff's deputies wounded, a suspect killed in a shooting outside the Salt Lake County Jail early this morning, and a 27-year veteran of the Iowa State Police killed during a late-night standoff with a man in the community of Grundy Center. The 41-year-old suspect was shot by officers. He's hospitalized in critical condition and charged with first-degree murder. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
An effort to unionize in Alabama shot down by Amazon workers.
The National Labor Relations Board reports a majority of workers at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, voted against the union. The totals were 738 in favor, 1,798 against. Of the more than 3,000 votes cast, 76 were voided and more than 500 contested by either Amazon or the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, which led the organizing effort. However, the NLRB says the contested votes are not enough to sway the outcome. The union says it intends to file an objection with the NLRB, charging the company with illegally interfering with the vote. I'm Ben Thomas.
House Ethics Committee announced an investigation into Representative Matt Gaetz as federal prosecutors probing sex trafficking allegations against him are also scrutinizing the actions of some of his political allies. Breaking news at townhall.com. A divided Supreme Court rules in favor of lifting restrictions on in-home religious gatherings in California.
This overturns a lower court ruling that upheld Governor Gavin Newsom's limits on people from different homes. The 5-4 ruling noted it was the fifth time the court has rejected the Ninth Circuit's analysis of California coronavirus restrictions. Chief Justice John Roberts dissented. The ruling stated that before it can limit religious gatherings, the government must prove they pose a greater danger than secular activities that remain open, such as shopping or attending movies. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission said no to a request for the Pledge of Allegiance before meetings after some members of the commission called the pledge divisive, even contentious, and they questioned just how the pledge would advance the work of that committee. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on this beautiful spring day? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, especially if you're looking around that yard, looking around the exterior of your home, looking around the inside space and thinking, huh, I really want to do this. And if you don't know how to get started with whatever that project is, you can start by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, last year was one of the biggest ever for home gardening. And this spring, lots of folks are already getting those plants in the ground. So if you're ready to basically source your inner green thumb, the best way may not be, though, to dig down, but to actually build up by constructing a raised garden bed. We're going to talk to you about how to do just that.
And you probably know improving the energy efficiency of your home means that you're going to spend a lot less money heating and cooling that house. But it's not always easy to know which improvements are going to give you the best return in your energy-saving investments. Well, a home energy audit can certainly help, so we're going to explain how in just a bit.
And a new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans purchasing a home are experiencing buyer's remorse. We're going to share some tips to help make sure the next home you purchase doesn't end up in disappointment.
But first, we want to hear from you. We're standing by to answer your home improvement questions, gardening, real estate, how-to, DIY, decor, whatever it is you're working on or want to even think about tackling at your Money Pit, we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Maureen from Boston is on the line with a basement flooring question. How can we help you?
Hi, my husband and I were just trying to find out if we were to try and lay a floor down over concrete.
Okay. Would we be best to use a vinyl laminate, or could we just use a wood laminate floor?
Okay, so you have lots of options in basement floors today, especially. I mean, the one kind you might want to think about is engineered vinyl plank, EVP, because it's 100% waterproof, and it looks great. You can go to LLflooring.com. That's all the LL Flooring stores across the country carry that product. I put down two of those this year, one for a laundry room and one for a kitchen. And it was very inexpensive and really a great product. If you want to put hardwood down there, the only choice you have is engineered hardwood. You can't put regular hardwood because it would swell and twist. Engineered is basically structurally stable. It's kind of like plywood where there's different layers glued together. Mm-hmm. And that makes it dimensionally stable, so that's an option. And I believe you could also put a laminate floor down there. There's a product called Aqua Seal that's also made by LL Flooring that would be suitable for a space like that. You had tons of choices, which is just great, because it used to be that you could only, you know, put in vinyl or vinyl.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you could also do tile. I don't know how warm or cozy or what, you know, look or feel you're going for the space, but there are so many tiles out there that have a wood look to them. They look like wood grain. There are a variety of size planks, so you can really do something interesting as a tile. I mean, I think with the EVPs or the laminates or even the engineered, you know, there's, well, EVPs and laminates, there's so many different looks to it. So depending on what you want that space to look and feel like, there's really a choice for it. And then once you've got that flooring down, you can add an area rug and know that you're controlling that moisture and keeping things, you know, nice and dry.
Right. Perfect. Excellent. Thanks so much for your help.
You got it.
Richard in North Dakota is on the line with a septic situation. Sounds gross. Tell us what's going on.
Hey,
not
going
to lie.
Right around this time of year, probably through the end of May, the water table gets so high that the septic just constantly fills and my leach field doesn't drain.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know what a good way to – I was thinking to put a backwater valve in, but I wouldn't know where to position it properly to where it would actually function.
What do most folks do in that area? Because you can't be the only guy with that problem. It sounds very unique to that space.
I talked to another neighbor, and we're the only two in the area that this seems to happen. We're both located about a quarter mile west of a refinery, and all the land around us is just farmland. So every year we just kind of deal with it.
So when the water table is low, the septic field functions fine, but when it comes up, that's when the trouble starts.
Yes.
It doesn't even sound like it was properly designed, because this is not a new condition. You know, this would probably have always been that way. Is there another option on your property for the field that's at a higher elevation?
No. And it's a multi-level house. So there's a bathroom basement, or yeah, down in the basement there's a bathroom. So every year what I do is I go stick a plug. There's a floor drain in there, and then I stick a plug into the shower, and then the toilet, I plug that up as well with a balloon. So then you just don't use the downstairs. It's inoperable. It will flood out if you take any of those out.
Well, in most cases where you have a high water table that is impacting the septic system's ability to drain as designed, you typically would install what's called a mound system. So a mound system is just that. Basically what it means is that the earth is mounded up, and it's done strategically. There's some engineering to this in terms of what the actual layers are that go into the mound itself. But the mounded system basically puts the leach field above the grade or higher up on the grave. I mean, it kind of looks like rolling fields when it's done, but it brings it up higher. Unfortunately, it's a pretty expensive system. But in your case, you know, it sounds to me like you don't have a lot of options here. You can't continue to use the home as you are now and plug in your basement so the whole bottom of the house doesn't fill with septic. I think a mounded system or another type of engineered system will be your only option.
Okay. I was thinking of something like that, but instead of just a mound, I was going to do like a 4-foot retaining wall, basically like a swimming pool of dirt.
You know, there are systems that are like that, and there are new systems coming on the market all the time that use sort of an open or an aerobic treatment system that's open. Those are used on waterfront areas and environmental sensitive areas as well. But I mean, 9 out of 10 times when you have a high water table, you're going to see a mounted system as the solution.
All right. Well, thank you for confirming my worst fear.
Well, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that is the way to fix this once and for all. And look, you got to do it because it's going to help improve your home's value. You know, you're going to be kind of stuck with that place if you've got a system that only works half of the year.
Yeah, and then they really said the reason it was so cheap was because the refinery.
Yeah. All right, good luck.
It's a beautiful spring weekend. What are you working on at your Money Pit? Give us a call at 888 Money Pit with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7.
And just ahead, building a garden bed is a super easy way to get started on a new crop of delicious veggies this spring. So we're going to have some tips to help you build that perfect planter next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, you love listening to podcasts? Well, we would love for you to listen to ours. It has been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every single episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not a two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put Olympic stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off, and it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling, and it looks terrible. And I've called, I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It costs them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, last year was one of the biggest ever for home gardening, and this spring, a lot of you guys are already getting those plants in the ground. Well, if you're ready to find your inner green thumb, the best way may not be to dig down, but to build up by constructing a raised bed.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of benefits to gardening with a raised bed. So, for example, you can control the soil quality and you can make sure it drains super well. It's also a lot easier to access a raised garden bed. You don't have to bend down quite so much, and the soil gets warmer sooner, and that means you can plant a little earlier as well.
Yeah, and it's also one of the simplest projects that you can build. Now, a simple raised bed can be a mound of soil, or you can build a box using rot-resistant wood or composite materials. Now, the goal here is to create a deep, wide growing area that encourages plant roots to grow down and out. And it's smart to keep it no more than about 4 feet wide so that it's really easy to access all of the points in the flower bed, or the gardening bed, I should say.
Yeah, and if you build a series of these beds, another thing that you might want to think about is irrigation, because the raised soil can dry out a little more quickly than your regular dirt. So, for example, it might be as simple as running a soaker hose just under the surface of that soil and have that hooked up to a timer at the faucet.
Now, I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yeah, so I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did we're patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff, but when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane, and they have real adhesive qualities to it, really real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp, and very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some foam, errant foam, with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with a WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. You know, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize
well,
the
wouldn't,
vinyl.
Well, if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay, but if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than
you
the rest
will.
Of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only like a little spot.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in Texas is on the line with a water question. What's going on?
My daughter has a country home she just purchased, and there's a 900-foot deep water well on it. And she wanted to know, does she need to use a water softener or a carbon filter for the drinking water? And also, how much electricity would that use, that water well?
Well, the first thing she needs to do is to have a comprehensive water test done. Was that done?
I believe so, because they had inspectors come out, but I don't remember what she said.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't believe anything unless I had a result back from a water testing laboratory. That's going to tell you what kind of treatment you need to do locally. So the first thing she needs to do is to get a water test done, a thorough water test done, that's going to check for all sorts of contaminants and pesticides and that sort of thing. And then based on that, you can determine what you want to do to treat the water. But you just don't start treating it first. You start with the test, and the test is what determines what needs to be treated. Make sense?
Yes, lots of sense, yes.
All right. Good luck, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The other day I was sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden this real loud, like whistle sound, came out of my water heater room. I opened it up. I just never heard this before, and it did this for a few minutes, and then it just stopped.
You didn't see any water come out of the overflow, did you?
No, that's what I can't figure out.
How old is the water heater, James?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I put in all electric. That was gas before, but all electric. I put a drain heater in, and there's another brand that they put in with the water heater. And it seems like now I never haven't heard that since. Now, when I use the water, the faucet in the kitchen, but after I turn it off a couple of minutes later, I hear this noise, this like clicking noise or something in the water heater.
So that clicking noise is probably the pipes expanding and contracting as they heat up and cool down. That's, and it tends to amplify itself because of the nature of the copper pipes. But everything that you're telling me doesn't signal that, and I'm thinking you have any kind of problems. Just sometimes as the water expands and contracts, it will make some odd noises to it.
Do I have to drain the heater at all? Or?
Do you have hard water there?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have hard water, sometimes you get mineral deposits along the bottom of the water heater. But that wouldn't really impact the electric water heater because the coils are up in the middle of the water. They're immersed right into the middle of the tank, so it's not going to make them less efficient. So you could, but I don't think it will have any effect. If you have a gas water heater, the heating element's at the bottom, and sometimes if you get mineral deposits that sit over the bottom of the water tank, it's kind of like an insulator, and it makes it harder to heat the water. But in the case of electric water heater, the heating elements are embedded up in the water heater, usually a foot from the bottom and a foot down from the top, so that wouldn't affect it.
Well, I thought this... Isn't there one in the top and the bottom?
Yes, but it's immersed in the middle of the tank. It's like sticks through the tank kind of at a right angle, and there's one about a foot down from the top and one that's about a foot up to the bottom. So you're not going to have any settling of mineral salt deposits on it.
What's the life expectancy of one of these things?
About 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
10 years, and that's it. I guess the elements go usually.
Well, if the elements go, they can be replaced, but the tanks tend to leak after 10 plus years.
Wow. Now, where should I keep an eye on? Where does it? Are they leak in the bottom? They just leak water all over the place?
The best thing to do is if you're going away, right? You should always turn off your main water valve and also turn off the water heater. Because it won't waste a lot of electricity by heating up water in a house that you're not using.
Let me tell you something. I love you guys. You guys have a really very wholesome, you know, a great show because, you know, there's a lot of talk shows on different things, but you guys help a lot of people.
We try. Thank you so much, James. We really appreciate that. Good luck with the project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, if you'd like to improve your home to make it more energy efficient, it is not always easy to know which improvements give you the best return on your investment unless you get a home energy audit. We'll explain what that is next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out.
close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, most homeowners know the importance of improving the energy efficiency of their homes. However, when it comes to trying to decide which improvements will provide the most energy savings for their cost, it gets a lot harder to make a clear choice.
That's right, but one smart way to make that decision is to get the help of an energy auditor. Energy efficiency professionals who use building science to gather the data needed to make an accurate assessment of the best ways to improve the efficiency of your home. Matthew Dean is an energy auditor with the Association for Energy Affordability. He's joining us now with more. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I think homeowners really struggle making these decisions, and I think part of the problem is the noise that's out there from every window insulation or HVAC salesman promising that their products are going to actually save the homeowner's money. Do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. We see that a lot in the industry, that there are what we call BPI, or Building Performance Industry Standard certified inspectors and crew workers and auditors, and we see others out there who put up an environmentally friendly green shingle and say that they do environmental work in homes, but they're really not. They're not testing in, they're not testing out, they're making promises that don't come true, they're not making sure that health and safety is their number one priority, and a lot of times they do a disservice to the industry because people have that work done, and then their neighbor says, so how'd it go? And they say, oh, it didn't save me any money, or it led to a mold and mildew problem in my home, and that's not what we're looking to do.
I once had a window manufacturer, local manufacturer, who wanted us to record a commercial for this particular company, and the commercial said that they would save you 50% on your energy bills. And I said to the salesman who asked me, I said, if you had no windows and now you have windows, maybe, but other than that, I'm not going to say that.
No, and you're right, you know, and most people don't know that, but yeah, when you look at the total surface area of a building, the windows typically only make up 10 or 15%. And even if they're leaky, a lot of times it's not that the window itself, there's something wrong with it. It's the install that's wrong. And if you simply remove the trim and air sealed around that trim and put it back on, your window would work a lot better.
So now you're talking about, you know, really getting into the nitty-gritty of how that window is installed. But what do you think a homeowner is going to feel comfortable with when they sort of start to do this investigation? Should they jump into something like that, or are there more simple places for them to look at?
So there are simpler ways to reduce your energy bills, and some of those start with looking to install a programmable or smart thermostat. As long as you know how to use a screwdriver and you know someone who's not colorblind and can match up the wires correctly.
That's right.
Right.
Blue to blue, white to white, and so on, yep.
Exactly. You can easily switch that out, and that can save a whole lot of money for a homeowner. Hot water temperature is another one. A lot of times the hot water tanks are just thrown all the way up on high because the contractor doesn't want to have to come back because maybe there's a complaint that it's too cold. But a lot of times that's 170-degree water.
Jeez, that's high.
Yeah, and anything over 120 can lead to third-degree burns. So we recommend the water temperature be at 120. So you can turn that down, and right there there's a few hundred dollars in savings. Combined with your thermostat, a couple hundred. Door sweeps and weather stripping on exterior doors can cut down on drafts. Using caulking or spray foam around windows and doors, or penetrations you might see on the exterior of the home can cut down on drafts. All those types of things are things that homeowners can do in a weekend, really, and by themselves make their home less expensive to operate and more comfortable.
So, Matthew, let's talk about the energy auditor process. If you are hired by a homeowner, or I know sometimes utility companies do this, you know, the goal here is to try to stop guessing as to which of those improvements is going to make the most sense and to put some building expertise and building science and data behind it. Can you explain that process for our listeners and what happens at the end, what the report shows, and does it give them that sort of blueprint to the ultimate goal of energy efficient housing?
Sure. So the process is that the auditor or assessor would talk with the homeowner over the phone and get some general information, maybe access to their utility bills, the size of the home, how many people live in the home, where the home is located, obviously, and why they're calling, like what in particular motivated them to call. Is it a comfort issue? Is it a money issue? Is it one particular room? And then when the auditor or assessor goes out to do the inspection, typically they do an exterior inspection where they look at the gutters to make sure that they're not clogged up. They look at the color of the roof, the material that the exterior of the building is made out of, the condition of the windows. They look for moisture issues, the orientation of the home. They make sure there's a chimney cap. They go around the entire building. Then they go inside and do an interior inspection, where they do an appliance survey and a lighting survey, and they take measurements of the interior of the building to get the square footage and the volume. They look at the windows. Then they do a combustion safety test on the heating system and the hot water system to make sure that they're drafting properly and that there are no health and safety issues, and they also get the efficiencies of those systems. Then they take a look at the blower door number. The blower door number is gotten by using a large fan that they temporarily install an exterior doorway. And based on the size of the building, they can tell how many cubic feet per minute of air should be rushing through the building. Anything over that represents air leaks. So they'll do that test and figure out if the building is either too leaky or sometimes the buildings are too tight and might need a mechanical ventilation system. Then they take all that information back, run it through a report, and generate recommendations on what can be done to reduce their bills and make the home more comfortable.
And does it sort of prioritize the projects? Does it say, like, this one's going to be the biggest bang for your buck?
Yep. So they do cost savings calculations for every recommendation. They do a simple payback. They do a rate of return, and then they do one called a savings to investment ratio, which basically tells you how many times you'll make your money back. And the industry standard is that you can't really make a recommendation to someone unless it saves them money within the lifetime of the measure, which is generally somewhere around 10 or 20 years. So we like to see savings to investment ratios for recommendations that are at least one, but I think more like two or three is better, you know, so you make your money back in, say, 5 to 10 years. And, you know, there are some that have better paybacks than others. Insulation and air sealing, huge paybacks. They don't cost much to install, and they have a huge payback on their savings. Windows, like you were saying before, very low, very expensive, and they don't really save any money.
We're talking to Matthew Dean. He is not only an energy auditor, he's a trainer of energy auditors. He's with the Association for Energy Affordability in Bronx, New York. So, Matthew, you know, what you're describing is similar to what I did for a long time as a professional home inspector, but, of course, we didn't focus just on the energy issues. We focused on a lot of the other mechanical and structural issues. But one thing about home inspectors is that they don't have a conflict of interest because they're not allowed by law in some places to work on the homes that they inspect. Is that the same thing in the energy auditing business, or are consumers at risk of folks saying, well, you know, you need new insulation, but I'm just the guy to put it in for you and have that built-in conflict?
When you're working with a BPI certified contractor, which any program through either the Department of Energy or, say, through a state weatherization program or utility program usually works with, because the BPI sort of sets the industry standard for how this efficiency work should be done, they have a principle called test in and test out. They also have a principle called quality control. And so where I work and with all the partners I work with, the person who does the original assessment, the quality control inspection that is done by someone different. Additionally, on top of that, the programs that we're working in, will send randomly inspectors out to QCI jobs, like say 10% of the jobs that you do, to make sure that you did what you said you were going to do. Additionally, if a homeowner had a problem with it, they could call BPI and say, so-and-so said this was going to happen, it didn't happen. And just one more point, most of the softwares that we work with, when they do their paybacks, like I said before, it has to be higher than one, that SIR, that keeps everyone's prices in line. Right? If you go to a different contractor, because we all have to make recommendations that save the homeowner money, you can't really overcharge someone because then the SIR falls below one, and then the software usually doesn't allow you to make that recommendation.
That's very interesting. So the answer is, yeah, you could be working with a company that does both the auditing and the work, but there are built-in safeguards, and I like what you're saying. Matthew Dean, thank you so much. Very fascinating. I actually knew a little bit about energy auditors, and now I feel like I'm much better informed, as are our listeners. Matthew Dean is with the Association for Energy Affordability in New York. If you'd like to learn more about their organization, you can go to aea.us.org. That's aea.us.org. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Well, a new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans purchasing a home are experiencing buyer's remorse. That is a huge thing to feel on such a big purchase. We're going to share some tips to help make sure that the next home you buy doesn't end up in disappointment next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, guys, you will never miss an episode of the Money Pit when you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. You can find our link at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, the real estate market has been pretty hot ever since the pandemic hit, especially in areas where families are leaving those more urban areas. But when the market gets busy, more and more buyers start to regret their purchase. And in fact, a new survey by FlyHomes shows that 1 in 4 American homebuyers have experienced buyer's remorse, which is a terrible thing after spending all that money. So if you're in the market now, we've got a few tips to help you avoid regretting your purchases.
Yeah, and that is a huge purchase to feel pretty badly about. So here's some things you need to do. First of all, you've got to prepare yourself to spend more than you expect. Now, among first-time home buyers, 40% are saying that they spent more than they expected to when buying the home. And nationwide, homes are going for about 20% or more over the listing price. I mean, that's a lot of money. Now, don't even waste your time looking at properties that are going to end up going for way more than you've budgeted for, and figure out what you can afford and then search well below your max so that you can feel comfortable about bidding and end up somewhere where you know you can afford to spend. Now, next, you want to get pre-qualified for a mortgage. This way, you're going to have all the loan process completed up front, and you're going to know exactly what your budget is. Plus, this really does help your buying power because home buyers know that you can afford the home before you agree to that price.
Now, this is something that, based on my 20 years experience as a professional home inspector, scares the heck out of me. People are buying homes now sight unseen. It might sound obvious, but buyers are so desperate, they're doing what they call Zillow surfing, and they're buying homes without even visiting them. And worse, they're negotiating away the right to have those home inspections, which is a perfect formula if you really do want to buy a real-life Money Pit and become a lifelong listener to our program. We would love to have you do that, but not because your house is a real Money Pit, just because you want to improve a good house. So remember, buying a home usually starts with a wish list. You know, items like a garden, south-facing yard, plenty of storage, big bathtub, whatever it is. In reality, more often than not, people have to make some compromises. So be prepared for that up front, and you will be a lot happier in the long run.
Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. We love to talk shop. When by shop, I mean home improvement, home decor, whatever it is, we are happy to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you ready to pick up a shovel and get digging in your yard for a garden or landscaping project? Well, there's one really important thing you've got to do first. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
From gardening to garages, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nick's got a question about a basement that's kind of coming apart. So Nick writes, I live in a 1907 home, and I'm trying to improve the walls in the unfinished basement. The basement gets a little damp at times, but there are areas where the mortar around the brick is crumbling away. How can I fix this?
Well, in a house that's that old, Nick, the mortar is going to deteriorate from time to time. If it gets powdery, what you want to do is repoint it. You're going to mix up some mortar mix, and if you put a little extra lime in that, it will actually get stickier, and that makes it easier for you to work with it on those vertical walls. You'll need a tool called a pointing tool, which is the tiniest trowel you'll ever see, but it's actually a pretty straightforward job. I would just work it one section at a time. Don't sweep away all the old stuff and then put in the new stuff. Do it one section at a time, because I wouldn't want to see you leave a lot of open mortar joints and then get a big rainstorm and have something collapse in on you. That'd be bad.
That would be super bad. Like, way worse than what's already going on, Nick. So definitely tackle this project, and you'll see a beautiful new improved space.
Well, April is National Safe Digging Month. Leslie, I expect the Hallmark card. I'm just saying it right now, okay? But actually, it's a good time to remind motivated DIYers like you to call 811 before picking up a shovel. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, you might think that planting a tree or a shrub, building a fence, even installing a post for a mailbox should be pretty minor digging projects. But if you have the misfortune of hitting an underground utility line, that simple project suddenly can get a lot more complicated. That's why it's really important that you call 811 before you dig. Now, 811 is a federally mandated phone number that's designated by the FCC to consolidate all local call before you dig numbers. Now, there are millions of miles of buried utilities beneath the surface of the earth that are vital to everyday living. I mean, think about it. Water, electricity, natural gas. All of it helps homeowners and professionals avoid damaging these vital utility lines. So the call before you dig service, it's free. Make sure you use it. You want to make the call a few days before you're planning on digging that project. Tell the operator where you're planning to dig, and then your local utility company is going to be notified about your intent to dig, and they're going to send text to your dig site and then mark that location of where those buried lines are with flags or paint. And again, there is no cost here, so it's not going to cost you a penny. But let me tell you, should you cause some major disruption or hit something, that is going to cost you a lot of money. So this is a big money time-saving thing. Call 811. I mean, whether you're planning a new deck, installing a fence post, whatever it is, just call before you dig so that you can stay safe.
You know, last fall we were putting in some new landscaping, and I knew that we would be digging in the area where the gas line came into the house, because you could see the gas meter and you could see the street and, you know, connect the dots. So I did call 811, and actually it was a very, very simple service. It was a very simple thing to do, I should say. You know, I called, the operator asked me all the information, and within just a few days, somebody showed up and they determined whether or not, you know, I needed to talk to the gas company, the electric company, the water company, but they did all that. I didn't have to make multiple phone calls. It just happened. And one day I looked out my window a few days later, and there was these nice little flags bags all along where the gas line was. And so I knew to steer clear. So it's definitely something that you should do, because you're right. If you don't do that and you cause some damage, there's some pretty serious consequences. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, coming up next time in the program, nothing signals the start of spring better than some fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips. But if you want to do that, you better get those bulbs planted now. We'll tell you what you need to know on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is accusing Democrats of deliberately misinforming the public about Georgia's new voter ID law.
Christie says the Georgia law expands the types of IDs voters may use.
He also said that we'll give you a state ID card for free if you don't have a driver's license.
And Christie says voters may use a utility bill or even the last four digits of their Social Security numbers.
I mean, this is not onerous, and it certainly is not racist in any way.
Christie tells the Salem Radio Network by using Jim Crow to describe Georgia's new law, President Biden is deliberately stoking up the flames of political and racial divide. Bob Agner reporting.
Christie also noted voter IDs required in Mr. Biden's home state of Delaware. A sixth person has died after a shooting earlier this week by a former NFL player who also killed four members of a South Carolina family before he shot himself to death. The 38-year-old air conditioning technician had died from the injuries in the Wednesday shooting while he was working at that home. Leaders around the British Empire are beginning to remember Prince Philip after he died yesterday at the age of 99. Among the memories shared, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand on a few visits the prince made.
Duke had a strong connection to New Zealand. He visited with Her Majesty the Queen on 10 occasions and then had additional solo visits. The first was in 1953 and the last was in 2002.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressing the sympathies of his nation.
On behalf of the Australian people and the Australian government, I extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to Her Majesty and the Royal Family for the passing and death of the Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh.
A private family-owned funeral is scheduled at the Windsor Castle next Saturday. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Airlines pull Boeing MAX jets off the runway to inspect electrical systems.
Domestic airlines, including Southwest, have grounded their fleets of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners after Boeing reported a possible electrical problem. 16 airlines are involved, but Southwest has over 700 Boeing jets in its fleet. The grounding is the latest setback for the MAX jets.
Ken Lorman reports that Boeing's recommendation to pull the jets was made to allow for verification that a significant ground path exists for a component of the electrical power system. It did not specify, though, how many aircraft would be potentially impacted by its recommendation. Three Southern California women facing federal charges for using prison inmates' names to bilk a state agency out of a combined nearly $1.25 million in coronavirus-related unemployment benefits. More at townhall.com. A Kentucky boy has died after an apparent hunting accident Wednesday night.
The 11-year-old boy was reportedly shot in the face around 8:30 p.m. while hunting alone just a couple of hundred yards from his home. Christian County Coroner Scott Daniels said he was pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. The matter of death remains under investigation. Daniel said that the fatal wound appeared to be accidental and self-inflicted. Officials have not identified the weapon involved in the incident. Patrick Foss reporting.
Navajo Nation telling members this weekend to stay home. The move comes after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. The total number on the tribe's reservation, which includes parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, now over 30,200, with the current death rate over 1,250. The stay-at-home order follows an increase of infections and the first confirmed case of a COVID-19 variant. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Sports, but in business, when you see what's happening with the All-Star Game, maybe with the Masters, corporations getting involved in politics, it's not crowded enough. It's bad enough with news and politics, as politicians as well. There's just a lot at stake these days, and we're still about a year and a half away from an election, believe it or not. So with Carl Rove standing by and Martha McCallum about to join us in 30 minutes, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Do you know how much of that infrastructure goes to building roads and bridges? 5%. This is a shell game, and the shell game, it always ends with the same trick. Your taxes go up. They spend it on the Green New Deal.
Yeah, that is Ted Cruz on the money. We don't need you. That's what the Senate rules reveal about the need for Republicans buy-in on this infrastructure bill that isn't really infrastructure. The Biden bill asked another $2.2 trillion, and if he gets it on a pure party basis, it might just wreck the economy for good.
Number two.
What the American CEO is going to realize is their lack of relevancy
in state legislatures, and they're also going to find out that their shareholders are going to be suffering because of their political malpractice decisions.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game flips to Colorado thanks to the Biden-inspired boycott. Is that the way he thanks Georgians for his win electorally and two Senate seats? Key Dems don't support the Rocky win as little guys in Atlanta pay the big, big price. And guess who's in the line of fire now? Texas. We'll discuss it.
Number one. Federal agencies are continuing to review Walcon tracks and develop a plan to submit to the president soon. It is paused. There is some limited construction that has been funded and allocated for, but it is otherwise paused.
We're paused, but it might be back in action. I love that idea. I don't care how it gets done. I just want it done, though. The border breakdown. You got kids, families, and terrorists all found at our southern border at a rate we have not seen in our lifetime. The Biden bunch find themselves searching for ways to fill in gaps in the wall system. I got an idea. We paid for it. We built it. Can you just put it up? Does anyone have a screw gun down there? With me right now, a man who's also very handy if you need something built, put a dormer on, or you want to extend your patio, Karl Rove, former Deputy Chief of Staff, Senior Advisor to President Bush, best-selling author, a Fox News contributor, Wall Street Journal columnist. Welcome, Karl.
Welcome, and I got to tell you, I'm really excited about your new venture and mine together as partners in a painting business. We're going to make some extra money on the weekends. Fantastic.
Right. I got a wall that needs to be painted. So, Karl, what do you think about the fact that they're thinking about Mayorkas, the HHS secretary, saying, you know, I might just fill the wall. It turns out they're using our roads that we built to surround the wall and support the wall as a smuggling lane.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up, buddy. You know, wake up, Mr. Secretary. Walls work. They don't need to be every single step along the 2,000-plus-mile border of the United States with Mexico. But there are places where the experts say they will help to stop people from crossing the border and give us the ability to secure our border. You would have thought that he, being an expert in this, having served in the Obama-Biden administration, would have figured that out, because the Obama-Biden administration actually built wall.
They did.
But the Biden administration apparently really doesn't want to build a wall, but they're going to be forced into it because this is necessary. And you're absolutely right. We built infrastructure along the border anticipating that there would be a wall in certain places where the wall has not yet been constructed. And the coyotes are using those roads on the U.S. side as a means of getting their people across the border and then quickly into American society.
Karl, you always say there's a method to the madness. There's nothing things that he's ever done in a vacuum. So I remember President Obama knew there was a problem. You might not have liked the way he tried to fix it, but he had the vice president scramble around, meet with the triangle countries, and try to stop what was going wrong at the border. We saw there was a problem with President Trump. He told everyone to come down. He wanted to fix it. He was firing people, rotating people, changing policies, getting sued for putting his policies together, using defense funds to build a wall when they wouldn't finance it. There was no secret. But this president is almost ignoring it, and I just believe there's a reason. What do you think is the reason?
Well, I think there are two or three reasons. I don't think you can pin it on one thing. I think there's an element inside the administration which really does favor open borders and unlimited immigration. There's a second group inside the administration that is concerned with how it's perceived, how it looks, and they don't want to do anything that looks like they're doing what the Trump administration did. And then there's a final group that says, okay, this is a sticky issue. We'd rather be focused on, infrastructure, and we'd rather be focused on tax increases, and we'd rather be focused on the restarting the Iran nuclear deal. Let's leave this in the hands of somebody else, which is why I think it ended up being part of this issue that was lateraled into the hands of Vice President Harris, who immediately said, well, I'm not involved in the entire issue. I'm involved in one part of the issue, which is working with the so-called, triangle countries, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, and we're going to try and remove the incentive for people to come north. Now, of course, that's a great idea. Everybody has tried to do that at times to varying degrees of success.
but it doesn't bring about an immediate change in the circumstances of the border. And we are on the way to having the largest number of apprehensions at the border in 20 years, which means we're also on the path, in all likelihood, to have the largest number of people who have made it to cross the border and into the United States without either being apprehended or, if they were apprehended, being released on their own recognizance, like this administration is doing. We have seen the restoration of catch and release only twice in our lifetimes in the modern era, once under Bush, once under Trump, have we seen an end to catch and release. And very quickly, we are back in where we used to be for years and years and years with catch and release. Grab them at the border, don't have the facilities to hold them, release them on their own recognizance with a court date, or in the case of the Biden administration, without even assigning them a court date to show up.
So let's talk about the other major issue. By the way, didn't it help that President Clinton and President Bush kind of liked each other and they got a great friendship? Yeah, the W's were missing on the keyboards, and I understand there was tension there. But I understood, and you disabuse me of this, that you guys would talk. So you wasn't in Bush's your former boss's makeup to just not do something because Bill Clinton did it. What happened to that?
Well, you know, there are lots of explanations, but the fact is we are where we are, and it's within the grasp of Joe Biden, who sounded during the campaign like he really wanted to be a bipartisan president and unify the country. He said in his inaugural in a very passionate tone, "This is in my soul. My whole soul is in it." And it's shown every day since January 20th that he doesn't give a rip about bipartisanship. As long as his people can point to a poll that says that Republicans are in favor of mom, apple pie, and the American flag, as they've described their proposal, that's all they need. They don't need Republican legislators. They don't need Republican input. They don't need Republican compromises. All they got to do is say, let's look at a poll and see if the American people like the idea, the general idea of an infrastructure bill, and then we'll claim they're in favor of everything that we've written in our version of the bill.
I want you to hear what's happening. So the Major League Baseball All-Star Game moved on the urging of the president, who inexcusably uses the term Jim Crow on steroids, which is could not be more inaccurate and more inappropriate. Here's the exchange with Governor Brian Kemp, who's actually showing a lot of emotion lately as he tries desperately to define what exactly the Georgia election law is. Cut 12.
Do you believe Major League Baseball will live to regret this decision?
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, it's almost comical, just all of these hits that keep falling, moving the All-Star game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American that has less early voting days than Georgia has. They have 15. We have 17. They have a photo ID requirement for in-person voting, as we do the voter ID here. I mean, it's insane.
And look, there are some differences. We know that you could same-day registration, you can vote. They can flood the zone with whoever. If you live in Colorado, you can get a ballot. I don't think that's a good move. I don't think most of the American people think that's a good move. So
yeah, no, it's not. And it's hypocritical. And you're looking at the wrong thing. Let's. Why are they removing it from Georgia? Because they think Georgia is restrictive and unfair to people. And they said in their Commissioner Robert D. Manfred Jr. said Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Well, we all agree with that. But that provides no legitimate basis for relocating the All-Star game, and instead shows how hypocritical he is. Where is the headquarters, I ask you, of Major League Baseball? You ought to know this. It's up the street from you on 6th Avenue in New York. Now, why is that relevant? Georgia has no excuse absentee voting by mail, but New York State does not. You have to be absent, ill, a primary caregiver, or in jail awaiting grand jury action or sentencing to get a mail-in ballot in New York. Connecticut, next door, you can't vote by mail unless you're in the military, ill, absent, disabled, have a religious objection, or working at the polls. So where is Mr. Manfred and his crusade to ensure that Yankees and Mets players and fans and even the staff that labors at his office on 6th Avenue in New York City have the same voting rights that Georgians have? Where is that moral crusade to stand up for the rights of the people, the fans there? And that's not the only instance. If Manfred's concerns were authentic, he'd be condemning states like Missouri, which has two teams, the Royals and the Cardinals, but doesn't allow no excuse absentee or early voting like Georgia does. You know, he'd be condemning Michigan. You know, all those Tigers fans, there's no early voting like they have in Georgia. Ohio and Pennsylvania each have two pro baseball teams, yet neither state has early voting. Where's Mr. Manfred about that? Minnesota has the Twins, Wisconsin the Brewers, but neither state has early voting. Massachusetts, those Red Sox fans last year could vote by no excuse mail in 2020 because of the pandemic, but that expires this year. They won't be able next year. Those poor Red Sox fans across the border in New Hampshire, they don't get to. They don't have no excuse voting by mail, and there's no early voting. When is Mr. Manfred going to stand up on his high horse and condemn the voter suppression in all those states with Major League Baseball teams? Because every one of the states I've listed has more restrictive voting laws than Georgia does. Where is he?
Great question. The other thing is Texas is getting it now. Corporations were getting pressured by these activist groups, and they've caved. You have about 200 condemning Georgia, probably without even reading the bill or understanding it. And now Texas has passed the Senate Bill 7, led by really Dan Patrick, who would ban local election officials from proactively sending absentee ballots to eligible voters. It has a few other restrictions in there, and now American Airlines has condemned Texas.
Well, you know, look, they're not the first one to condemn their state. I mean, I want to stay focused for just a second on Georgia, because this bill is still playing out. There are going to be changes in the House and Senate versions. We don't, you know, this is all premature, but it is indicative of what we're seeing, which is these people are making statements where they fundamentally don't know what they're talking about. And we know Georgia because we've got a law there. So we got Delta Airlines ripping into Georgia's law. But again, he only rips into his home state. He doesn't rip into Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia, all of which Delta flies into, but none of which have no excuse absentee voting. He doesn't rip into Iowa, Montana, Oklahoma, and South Dakota, where Delta flies into, which don't offer early voting like Georgia. And he doesn't condemn Indiana and Mississippi, which have neither no excuse or absentee nor early voting. So why is the CEO of Delta picking out one state when he flies into a bunch of states that have far more restrictive laws than Georgia has? Same with Coca-Cola. Now, notice what I noticed about the Delta chief executive and the Coca-Cola chief executive is they both endorsed House Bill 1. Which the Democrats passed through the House. It takes the control of elections and puts it in the hands of Washington, permits ballot harvesting, outlaws voter ID requirements, makes D.C. a state that has the government take money from the federal treasury
and support
and
campaigns.
Campaign contributions 6-1. You give $200 and the federal government's going to give your candidate $1,200 in a federal check. Now, what kind of lunacy is this? And really, voter ID prohibitions, they want to get rid of requiring voter ID. I'll believe that when Delta Airlines starts saying you can fly on our aircraft and you don't have to show an ID.
There's nowhere in this country, you can't get anywhere in this country without an ID. And it's also an insult to the African-American community to assume they don't have IDs, that they're the problem.
Yeah.
They're insulted by this.
Look, the Biden test of all you got to do is look at the polls. Look at every poll on voter ID, and a preponderance of African Americans, Latinos, and Anglos, Republicans, and Independents all support voter ID requirements. And Democrats even support it, albeit by a smaller majority than Independents and Republicans. So if we're using the Biden test of what constitutes bipartisanship, there's bipartisan agreement that we ought to have voter ID.
There is, and I guess we're over time. I can go another hour with you. There's so much else to go over.
No, you can't, because Martha McCallum is coming on, and I've got to go print up those flyers for our painting business.
Right. We've
got to get some work going, man.
You think we're going to make it? You think that flyers are going to get us business? What is this, 1970? We have to go online. We got to get a Facebook page. We got to get an Instagram account.
I've got that going, man. I got that going, but I'm also targeting specific households with a flyer with your face on it, and I think that'll get it.
So I am the president, and you're the vice president. And you're the vice president? I can't believe it. I can't believe I take the lead.
I'm the senior advisor.
So you can work with other painting companies. That's typical, Carl Rove. You don't want to be locked into one candidate. Carl, thanks so much.
All the best.
You are fired up today. Listen, I went over, going to squeeze in some calls. Welcome in, Martha. I got to take a break.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A community in Texas that rallied around a seven-year-old makes today's Dean's List. Lamir Johnson's family found out he needed a heart transplant in the middle of the pandemic, so his elementary school decided to help raise funds to make sure the surgery was possible. Within days, donations across the country started to roll in to make sure he would be in line for a new heart when there was a match for him. Since he was 5 days old, Lamir has undergone numerous open-heart surgeries for a heart defect. Mackenzie Corley at Johnston Elementary School has been leading the initiative and created a unique way to raise money for Lemire. She started selling paper hearts for a dollar and called it Hearts for Lemire. The funds go directly into an account for him, which will essentially follow him for the rest of his life. Kansas City Chiefs player Antonio Hamilton heard about Hearts for Lemire and made a $30,000 donation. Lemire's family is blown away by the kindness and concern for their boy. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Emmy-winning journalist Elizabeth Vargas. As Fox brings one of the most iconic series back to TV, the crime-fighting, unscripted series America's Most Wanted. Vargas hosts as the show returns with high-tech upgrades and the same goal of asking the public's help to track down the world's most dangerous fugitives.
In the 10 years since the show went off the air, there's been a revolution, both in social media and in crime-fighting technology.
Vargas says the show breaks down cases investigating criminals using technologically advanced tools.
Incredible, much more advanced age progression technology. We have 3D avatars, I mean, life-size, life-like figures that will be standing next to me that I can interact with.
And viewers will have the opportunity to help law enforcement by serving as armchair detectives.
What we can do on our phones today was unimaginable 10 years ago. So people can now take pictures and videos. They can instantly send them to us on all the social media platforms.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Martha McCallum here, and she's set to host her show today at 3 o'clock. And, Martha, what else you did? Every time I see you hosting another show, you were doing you were on the Faulkner Focus, right?
I was yesterday in for Harris. She's back today, and I will see you at 3. But today, is the highlight of my day is that I'm on with you.
Wow, yeah. And we have a little bit longer now. Short now, but we have longer after this. I went a little longer with Karl Rove. I couldn't believe how pumped up he was. But what were we just discussing? We're discussing vaccines.
Right.
So I got mine last Monday.
Right.
You got both. You got your Pfizer vaccine.
My second one,
and how did you do?
I did okay. The second one, the first one I didn't even notice afterwards. The second one, the day after I got the shot, I felt kind of like I was about to get hit with like a flu or something. Just tired, a little bit of a headache, but I worked all day. It wasn't anything that was, you know, debilitating.
CDC came out and said there's no chance of you carrying the virus if you got the vaccine.
Right.
So that means we should not be wearing a mask.
No, absolutely not.
They also said no reason to wipe things down. Made it official yesterday.
Right. And
you can really get it from services.
You can travel.
Okay. So we'll, I guess in a week, we should be able to be maskless, travel without a mask. Are you comfortable with that when they say, well, how do we know you're telling the truth, Martha McCallum? Would you show them something?
Yeah. In fact, I just created, you know how you can make like albums in your photos? I just made sure, because I tend to erase things by mistake, that I have an album photo that is my record of my vaccine that I got.
You mean actually is a picture of you getting it in your Deltoid?
No.
Oh, just the actual picture of the card.
It's the thing they gave me, you know, with like your first one was on this date, the second was on this date, the hospital that I had it done at. And I don't really have, honestly, I'm so desperate to live a normal life that I'm like, okay, fine, I'll show it to you.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I know the worry and freedom and everything.
I get it. But, you know, kids have to get vaccinated to go to school.
Right.
I mean, there are rules around these things
already.
7
colleges are demanding it.
Yeah, I know.
Probably more. Martha McCallum, back in a moment.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Vivica A. Fox. Fox has many iconic performances on both television and the big screen. Now fans can watch several of her big hits for free on Fox's streaming service Tubi as part of its Black Cinema Collection.
When I look at my library, I go, wow, Vivica, you go, girl. But it makes me so proud. I have so many wonderful memories of working with all of the actors, but mainly like some of my classics are there.
The iconic action crime drama Set It Off celebrates its 25th anniversary this year.
Making that film with Jada and Queen Latifah and Kimberly Elise, directed by F. Gary Gray, that still to this day holds up 25 years later, that people look at it and it's just, it plays wonderful.
Also available is her Fox Soul talk show, Cocktails with Queens.
We talk about all of like the latest celebrity gossip, hot topics. We get political. We also share our experiences of working with some of the people that we end up talking about. Sometimes it gets us in trouble and gets a little messy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Southwest Airlines employee who found a beloved lost toy makes today's Dean's List. After landing at Dallas Love Field Airport, Hagen and his family were driving away in their rental car when they realized the boy's Buzz Lightyear was left behind back on the plane they traveled on. When the plane arrived in Little Rock, Arkansas, a ramp agent named Jason discovered the beloved toy around the seats. Jason found a name written on the bottom of Buzz's boot that said Hagen. He did some investigating and learned there was a Hagen who had traveled on the aircraft that day. A few days later, Hagen received a special surprise in the mail. Not only was Buzz back, but he arrived in a hand-decorated box complete with a letter describing Buzz's mission on Southwest Airlines. To infinity and beyond, we love this story. Thank you, Jason and Southwest Air. You made the Dean's List. You too, Buzz. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even if we vaccinate all 332 million people in the United States tomorrow, we would still not be fully safe from the virus. Not while it's still replicating around the world and turning into new variants that could easily come here and spread across our communities again. And not if we want to fully reopen our economy or start traveling again.
That is the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, just letting us know we will never,
ever
go back to normal.
Be over.
Unless you're rich and have your own plane and you run the State Department.
Yeah.
Anthony Blinken.
Yeah.
And play in a band.
You know, the Spanish flu ended after about 18 months.
Yes.
Every other pandemic has eventually ended usually around that same time frame, somewhere around a year and a half is the average length of a pandemic. And in those cases, there were no vaccines. So it was herd immunity that ended the Spanish flu. And there, I think herd immunity plays a large role in where we are right now. But no, for some people, they like the whole thing. They like something about it is just suits their interest in having control over everybody, you know? And dear God, I mean, there's been enough pain, enough death. It's time to embrace
some
advances here.
Can we, Martha McCallum is here, by the way. She's going to be hosting a show with three. Martha, can we admit that things are going good? We went 4 million. Yesterday was only 1.5 million. I don't know why. But we're averaging maybe a 4 million shot today.
Yeah.
We know that most of the states where the cases are going up is really five or seven states in particular. But it's not out of control. Deaths are down. Hospitalizations down. Cases are up. But no one has said that these vaccines can't handle the variants. Just got to get them. Get them quick.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. And I am heartened by the fact that
all these other European countries keep shutting down. We're not.
You're happy for them that they're shutting down.
Well, the American people will not tolerate
it. No, it doesn't.
Let them hop into a press conference. Are you kidding me?
Well, they have vaccine issues. They have not had the rollout that we've had. And you have to give credit to Operation Warp Speed for getting the vaccine done in record time. I don't see how anybody cannot look at it that way. And we have a pretty good distribution system that's going here. So, yes, Europe is behind. And for a number of reasons. They're also like the kind of control that they have over their citizens as well.
And how happy is the UK right now that they split off? This is an example of why they wanted autonomy.
Right.
And they said, we just want to be controlled. We don't want to check with Germany or Brussels to see how we're doing. So that's really worked. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is what's going on as it relates to the coronavirus with California. Everyone was just kidding around over the weekend. They're saying the more trouble Cuomo gets in, the more freedoms we have in New York. And the more trouble that Gavin Newsom's in with his recall, the more freedom they're getting in California.
Yeah, so
now they're allowed concerts. Now they say total free of lockdown in the middle of June. How sickening is that? What he was doing with this horrible lockdown, all about his political future, it looks like.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, you see the bars opening, you see sports events coming back. And, you know, I mean, there's a number of, I mean, thank goodness these governors are actually recognizing the change that is happening and they're embracing it politically. You know, when you've got a recall effort against you and you've got all those businesses that have gone out of business in California, I don't know if you're ever going to get those people back. You've got Caitlyn Jenner talking about running for governor in California.
Why not?
And, you know, he's got to prove himself. He's in a bad situation at this point.
Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Gavin Newsom.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you didn't.
Sorry.
You know, you're right. Yeah,
misplaced modifier. Yes, Gavin Newsom.
How dare you? here's Gavin Newsom, cut 34.
Why, again, I will end as I began. It is incumbent upon all of us not to announce mission accomplished, not to put down our guard, but to continue that vigilance that got us where we are today, the lowest case rates, positivity rates, that is, in America. We are seeing bright light at the end of the tunnel. We'll be moving past the dimmer switch. We'll be getting rid of the blueprint as you know it today.
Whoa.
That's on June 15th if we continue the good work.
Woohoo!
Wow, fantastic. To the four restaurants that have left and the few gyms that are open.
I know. And you look at the way it was handled in Florida, right? And
right.
The different, you know, there's no difference, you know. I mean, there is a small difference, but it's marginal differences in the numbers of people who were lost in California versus Florida and Texas. The states that had a different approach, and I still think that, you know, 2 years from now, you're going to have a lot of retrospective study of how this was handled. And the lockdowns, even from the federal level, they're all going to come under a lot of scrutiny.
Right. Unless Anthony Fauci marshals it or heads up the plan, then we will not get any scrutiny. It'll be like, when you listened to me, things went well. When you didn't, remember, it was his idea to come up with a vaccine. It was his idea to have a vaccine.
Yeah,
he's so happy that
he thought of that and rushed that. He's very, very pleased with himself.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I watched you yesterday. I was trying to think what guest you had on. Bob Nightingale, who I used to have on when I did all sports radio for a while.
Yeah.
I had him on all the time. He's low-key, but he's very respected in USA. He's on USA Today writer. He was lauding this move by Major League Baseball, and he's equating it to Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier and say this has had to be done. It just shows you why sports and news should stay apart, number one. What was your reaction? I was so glad you brought that up.
Well, and he also said, okay, so there's never going to be another Super Bowl in Atlanta. We're never going to have a Final Four in Atlanta. We're never going to have, you know, the NCAA tournaments tonight. Done. He said, you cannot in good conscience ever have any of these events in Georgia again. You know, you think about the enthusiasm on the part of all these companies that were so excited, you know, post-pandemic or near the end, we hope, to reopen for this All-Star event. I mean, we have a situation where we shoot first and ask questions later, cancel culture. And it just puts egg on everyone's faces. Did you see Faye Vincent's piece in the Wall Street Journal today calling out Rob Manfred? I mean, this is the prior commissioner calling out the current commissioner and saying, essentially, did you read what's in the law before you jumped the gun and had this knee-jerk reaction to pull this event out of Georgia and send it to Colorado, where there are minuscule differences between the two voting rules?
I'll give you an excerpt. Yeah. He wrote in the Registry Journal, activists urge Commissioner Rob Manfred to punish Georgia by rushing to do without first protesting the substance of the law. Mr. Manfred made a serious mistake. Baseball can't become a weapon of the culture wars, a hostage for one political party or ideology. It can't be only for the rich or the poor, nor can it only be for one race. Until 1947, that was the story. Baseball must always stand above politics and its dark elements of corruption, greed, and sordid selfishness.
So we don't have this. We don't have the leadership in the country right now to get above cancel culture.
He started it.
This is the problem.
He started it.
I know, but this is the problem. We need, you know, people like Anna Wintour to stand up for her Teen Vogue editor and say this young woman was 17 years old, okay? We need universities to stand up and say, look, we understand that perhaps there needs to be some discipline in this particular situation, but we are not going to burn the house down over this. We're going to find ways to reconcile. We're going to understand forgiveness. We're going to find things that we can work together on. And, you know, sports needs to be above politics. Are we going to live in a country where we have, you know, like Republican toothpaste and Democrat toothpaste and airlines that only red flies on, and airlines that blue flies on? It's unbelievable how the politicalization of every single thing in America, and I think that masks had a big impact on that, right? Like, the mask became either you're conservative or you're liberal based on your opinion on whether or not you want to wear a mask. Everything has become politicized, and we need leadership at universities, at baseball commissions, basketball commissions. We need them to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to give in to this. You guys work out your political differences. This is a Georgia law that was passed by the legislature, by the people who voted for that legislature. And one other thing I want to say on this, they say it was built on a lie about the election being fraud. That's not what happened.
That's what Jen Psaki said.
Everyone forgets this. The reason that these laws are being fought over now is because there were 50-plus cases that were won in the court system during COVID to expand voting laws. Oh, we need universal ballots because what if people don't want to leave their house to vote during COVID? That's where all of this came from. All these universal ballot initiatives, everything. And Mark Elias, a Democrat attorney who is extremely successful for his causes, got through all these court systems and overturned what the legislatures had done in terms of their voting laws. Now this is a push to say, well, wait, we need to reevaluate now.
Pandemic over.
Those were never meant to be entrenched, but they, Democrats really want them to be entrenched. So anybody who touches them is a racist Jim Crow 2.0.
And just keep in mind, Martha, and I don't know, I have to remind you, Democrats did not have a great election. I mean, they were supposed to take the Senate. Nobody thought they were going to pick up all those seats in the House. The Republicans did lose one seat.
Yeah.
President Trump, through everything that happened, still 75 million votes. Yeah, he lost. And those people you're criticizing now stood up to President Trump, who everybody on the left still hates to this day more than life itself.
Yeah, and one
now
other
they're
quick
the
point,
enemy.
The other institutions that or groups that did really well were Republican legislatures across the country. And that is what Democrats are aware of, because those are the people that are going to do these voting law changes and say, you know what? No, you do need a voter ID. And we're not going to blanket every building with tons of ballots that are, all over the top of the mailboxes. We're not going to do that. We're going to send them to people who request them. So those Republican legislatures did extraordinarily well in the last election across the country. And they're in a position to undo some of these COVID voting rules.
Guess what's in H.R. 1? Giving the power to redistrict, taking it away from state houses.
That's
so
right.
If you can't win the state
That's
house,
right.
Let's
why
change the rule
is?
In Washington.
Exactly.
Here's Mar Liason, I thought, kind of nailed this, because they're already feeling what you just telegraphed, some regret. Cut 24.
There are prominent Democrats, Stacey Abrams, John Ossoff in Georgia, who don't want businesses to be boycotted. They think that's the wrong way to go. They are obviously against this Voting Rights Act, and they want to push back against it, but they're not for anything that's going to hurt the bottom line of small businesses in Georgia or the incomes of Georgia workers. I've even heard some Democrats saying that these sports events should have stayed in Georgia and then turned their celebrations into a kind of nonpartisan voter registration drive.
Yeah, nice try. But that is true. Stacey Abrams panicked.
Yeah.
Because she started it with
With Warnock?
And yeah, with it all started with this these crow laws. And now all of a sudden people say it's 2.0. And then in comes President Biden saying, man, it's sick, right? It's sick. And this is revisited. Are you kidding me? And now all of a sudden the Major League Baseball goes, okay, I'm out. And then all these corporations go, okay, I hear you. You know, we're going to condemn too.
Where at these corporations, right? They have one responsibility, to make money for the company that they run, for the shareholders. They have a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders. Nobody asked them to weigh in on politically on any of these political events. And I will say again, this law was passed by the Georgia legislature. This isn't something that, you know, came down and sort of was imposed on people. And they started calling this Jim Crow 2.0 before the law was even fully decided on. They debated the law. At one point, there was something in there that said, you know, we're not going to have voting on Sundays. We'll have it 6 days a week.
They changed it.
They changed it because they wanted to come up with something that was fair.
Souls
and that they
felt to the polls.
Exactly. So, you know, these CEOs, they've got to just take a deep breath. They got to look at these things closely and say, do we really want to blow up these events that are designed to bring people together in a time when the country is so divided? No. We want to dig in. We want to make it harder.
Right.
We want only people who think like we do to come to our events. It's a huge. It makes me worry, quite honestly, about the country and the future.
And I don't really blame Rand Paul, but he came out and said it with Neil yesterday and said, why are we as Republicans drinking Coke? Why is we Republicans hopping on Delta Airlines, now American, because Americans condemning the new Texas law? Why are we going with these products? Why are we going to Home Depot, even though Home Depot seems to be somewhat on the sidelines now? There's 200 companies who went on the record condemning this law and condemning those who would support the law and saying horrible things about those who would vote for the law. So why are we doing that? And I'm saying to myself, I understand how you feel, but do we really, is anyone going to be an adult here and say, where does this stop?
Now Republicans say, well, we always are the ones who try to take the high road. And I had that feeling about Governor Abbott in Texas. I thought, well, maybe he should throw out that baseball and say, I'm here for all of you who want to see a baseball game tonight and who don't want politics to enter into baseball. And I am not going to stay home. But he took the opposite tack, which is what Rand Paul is saying. It's just, you know, we're tired of people, you know, saying you can't go to the Equinox gym because the Equinox CEO likes President Trump. We've had too much of it on the other side, and we might as well just start playing the game, playing hardball the way the other side is. So,
right.
You know, I get it. I get it.
Didn't 34 states already rein in their election laws that got they were pandemic modified?
Yes.
So where's baseball going to play? Where's football going to play? Where's basketball going to play? The NBA just cut a deal with China, hush-hush deal with China, to get back into that country. Can we get some details on that?
Yeah.
Do you stand for anything like Hong Kong being steamrolled, Taiwan about to be invaded, and these Uyghurs, Muslim Uyghurs, who are basically living a life of slavery?
Well, Coca-Cola did the same thing. They just signed on to this new deal with Tencent, Chinese company, government-owned company in China, technology company, that went after Daryl Morey when he said, you know, yeah, I think that people in Hong Kong deserve to have democracy.
Yeah.
You know, so that company, Coca-Cola, yeah, we just did a huge deal with them. We're super excited about it. I mean, get real. Get real.
Well, I knew you're not talking to me. You're talking to them.
Yeah,
right?
Get real, Brian.
I apologize. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Internationally known pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes is fighting the COVID virus with faith and facts.
It is rare that a household has not been touched in some way by the pandemic. Thankfully, help appears to be on the horizon.
The help are the vaccines that scientists say are 90% effective against the coronavirus. But there are myths and fears circulating in the African-American and faith communities that Bishop Jakes decided to take head-on. He hosted a one-hour conversation on YouTube with medical professionals, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president.
I didn't want to make the decision for people, but I did want to supply them with as much information as possible.
Jake says faith and science together can powerfully battle the pandemic. It's personal for this megachurch pastor.
Our funeral level has doubled. I have had 13 people to die in 10 days. So regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks, this is about saving lives. You can't save souls if you're not willing to save lives.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a look at new movies in theaters and on demand. In theaters is the real-life spy thriller The Courier with Benedict Cumberbatch. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
He plays a British businessman who is unwittingly recruited into one of the great international conflicts of our time, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's for history buffs, for true story buffs, and so anybody that likes that kind of movie should check out The Courier.
While in theaters, on demand, and digital is Happily.
It's definitely a dark comedy with like shades of violence and craziness in it. It's about this happily married couple. They can't keep their hands off of each other. Their friends can't stand it. And then they're visited by this mysterious stranger who thrusts them into this crazy existential crisis. If you like your comedies a bit dark, I think there'll be a lot that you'll find to enjoy in Happily.
Plus, new on streaming, it's Zack Snyder's Justice League. The 4-hour extended cut debuts on HBO Max. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Martha McCallum is going to just finish up here. Martha,
yeah.
I want to know what's going to be on your show at 3 o'clock. Can I get an exclusive preview?
Yeah, we're working on the border. We're also waiting for President Biden is going to come out and make an announcement about his jobs program. There's been a lot of question marks about how many jobs that will actually create that would not have been created without this enormous $2 trillion program. I mean, have you ever heard of so many trillions?
Ever.
I think we're up to like $5.5 trillion since January that have been proposed. So as someone said, trillion is the new billion, but I don't think people understand how much money we are talking about in these programs. It's unreal.
Couple of things. Well, by the way, on Laura Ingraham tonight, I'm hosting Laura Ingraham tonight at 10 o'clock. Hope everyone watches.
I'll watch.
Number two, that parliamentarian who made that ruling yesterday that you do not need, you can do this on reconciliation. Essentially, you open up the $1.9 trillion and you put the $2 trillion in. That means you don't need one Republican vote, Martha.
No, I know.
That means he's going to get everything,
you know,
money we don't have.
I remember back when President Obama was working on the health care bill, there used to be very strict rules about using reconciliation. If it increased the debt over the course of the next decade more than a certain percentage, you couldn't do it on reconciliation. Now, what's the point? I mean, it seems like you can do anything on reconciliation. There used to be very hard and fast rules. If it impacts the debt over a certain percentage over the next decade, sorry, you got to get 60 votes.
So evidently, in 2001, Republicans tried to do the same thing. They got rejected. This is
right.
One. Now it's a woman.
No, there's no rules now.
And I'm wondering how much pressure she felt under because she got ridiculed because she punted on the bridge for Schumer, punted on the tunnel for Nancy Pelosi, and said, no, I don't want you to have a minimum wage hike in this bill. And they went crazy. You know, the left went crazy. Bernie Sanders, you got to be kidding. We've got to overrule her. Now she has asked this. She goes, oh, yes, fine, that's passing. What kind of pressure is Chuck Schumer putting on her?
It's a great question.
Right. I mean, is that something you might put in your show?
Maybe she'll be
on
tonight.
Is it that great of a question?
Yes, it's a very good. I'd like to have her on tonight.
Well, we'll see.
Call her right after this.
Brian Kilmeade deserves full credit for that guest. That's all I would ask for. Martha, thank you so much. We're going to watch
you
at 3 and everything you do.
Great to be with you.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. And I'm sorry if you're in New York. All your taxes are going up.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo. Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et du vion tu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco. In that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are, which I just know, I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with 2 counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
If you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green, he's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's proposed rules that aimed at averting a wave of foreclosures later this year. That's when millions of homeowners would be no longer allowed to put off making their mortgage payments.
One proposed rule change would prohibit mortgage servicers from starting the foreclosure process before December 31st. The agency is also considering whether to permit earlier foreclosures in certain cases and streamline loan modification options. The agency says nearly 3 million U.S. homeowners were behind on their home loan as of February, with about 2.1 million mortgages in forbearance and at least 90 days late.
Jeremy House with that report. Former President Trump staked his claim to the Republican Party in a closed-door speech to donors Saturday night, casting his populist policies and attack dog politics as the key to future Republican success. Mr. Trump also reiterated his commitment to the GOP. An Iowa State Patrol trooper killed late Friday night during a standoff at the end of a police chase in central Iowa. The trooper is the 10th trooper to die in the line of duty. Senator Tom Cotton says inflation's more likely than it's been in 14 years.
So at a time when you have increasing demand as we come out of those shutdowns and the money supply is growing and stagnant or even decreasing supply in many vital goods, the conditions are ripe for inflation.
The Arkansas Republican tells the Salem Radio Network fears of inflation are overblown.
Inflation has been predicted 9 of the last 2 times it occurred. And especially since the 2007-2008 recession, that people have been predicting inflation and hasn't happened.
Cotton says the best way to avoid inflation is to prevent Democrats from spending another $2 trillion on President Biden's infrastructure bill. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Navajo Nation's issued a stay-at-home order for the weekend.
The move comes after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. Total number on the tribe's reservation, which includes parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, is now 30,239. Current death toll, 1,260. The stay-at-home order follows an increase of infections and the first confirmed case of a COVID-19 variant on the Navajo Nation. Jason Walker reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Istanbul meeting with Turkey's President Erdogan. The pair is said to be discussing bilateral relations at a strategic partnership level. Zelensky's visit comes amid renewed tensions in eastern Ukraine, where Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists have been fighting since 2014. Meanwhile, the Kremlin fears a resumption of full-scale fighting in eastern Ukraine could force it to take steps to protect Russian civilians there. More at Town Hall. Workers returning from the pandemic have found out they've been replaced by robots.
There are still about 500,000 fewer employed manufacturing workers than there were a year ago. The question is how many of those jobs will come back and how many have been permanently disrupted by automation. Rockwell Automation, a provider of industrial automation solutions, said growth is up 6% for the fiscal year and saw sharply increased orders in November and December. It's estimated that robots could replace as many as 2 million more workers in manufacturing by 2025. Patrick Foss reporting.
Something a little different at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, a rolling droid delivering food to travelers. It's all part of a pilot program in Terminal 1. Customers can order food from airport vendors using their phones or laptops, and a device called JITA delivers it within 15 to 30 minutes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
First off, you can always get the podcast, BrianKilmeadShow.com. You can listen anytime, anywhere, but we love when you listen live in our family of affiliates. Coming up shortly, Tucker Carlson at the bottom of the hour. He's all pumped up, and he should be. He's got this Fox Nation show three times a week, Tucker Carlson today. So I'm going to get him this morning, and he's going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. So you'll have a preview of a preview of a preview. You can't get any better than that, except for the guests we have standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The most chilling words I've heard on this tour came from a Border Patrol agent who said, "Our border is your border. The problems we're facing here are going to show up in your communities in the very near future."
That is Tom McClintock, and the congressman says the border is broken, and I agree. What a horror show. In Arizona and Texas, kids are flowing in, parentless. Middle East terrorists caught, gang members arrested, detainment facilities bursting at the seams. The president, a no-show. The vice president, an MIA situation. It seems Harris was told to fix it, but decided not to.
Number two.
So I'm prepared to work. I really am. But to automatically say that the only thing that's infrastructure is a highway, a bridge, or whatever, that's just not rational. It really isn't.
Thanks for that, Mr. President. Defining infrastructure, not as easy as you would think in today's Democratic Party. We'll explain. Plus, how Joe Manchin, if he holds the line, could make President Biden reach across the aisle or watch his $2.2 trillion plan blow up in his presidential face.
Number one.
You're going to continue to see people like Stacey Abrams, who was actively working to have this happen with Major League Baseball, saying, well, don't boycott.
Stacey Abrams is a convenient boogeywoman, if you so to speak, and it's effective for his base.
There you go. Governor Brian Kemp speaking out. Boycott and exit of the All-Star Game in Atlanta reportedly came from Stacey Abrams' threat, along with Al Sharpton and LeBron James, believe it or not, saying the players weren't going to play. Now corporations in Georgia meeting on Tuesday to marshal some type of plan to stop voting reforms in other states? Really? When will this someone show a spine and stand up to these activism? Texas, look out. They're coming your way. Now this.
The man.
What kind of egomaniac would name a show after himself?
The myth.
He's great every single week.
There you go. The legend.
Now this is good radio right now.
Chris Wallace.
Chris, do you recognize that open?
Is it? No. Why?
It was the first open ever that we produced for you.
I was going to say, that is gold, Jerry. That is just, that is, you know, it's simple. It's dignified, and it's appropriate.
Yeah, unlike all the others.
Well, I do have to ask, you know, as long as we're going to get into this, folks, if you missed last week, which was April Fool's Day, the staff pranked not only me, but more importantly, their boss, the man who pays them, Brian, with a with an open, which basically said I was the anchor of the show and he was the guest. And I just have one question. Were there reprisals? Did you respond in a way that they will never do that again?
Eric, Pete, do you want to answer? Because I don't want to lead the witness.
I think the contract forbids us from discussing this.
Right. Pete?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to look at you in the face anymore.
<That's>, no, I don't. I didn't mind. I think it was. I mean, I was shocked. They totally fooled me. I did not know the date. So. Let's
but
listen.
The two of you have not mentioned the key fact of today. It's April Fool's.
Oh!
Seriously?
Yeah, so I had no idea. So,
and they're still mocking us by playing that clip of Allison from last week when you and I were going on. And I think we were both getting a little nervous because it looked like they had turned on you. I just hope that, you know, we've learned from dictators. At certain points, you have to crack down and
right.
make the pain so enormous that they will never do it again.
I have a year to come up with something. Meanwhile, Chris, if you don't mind, I'm going to go back to your show to
okay.
launch our informative part of our segment. Let's listen.
Okay.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs. In doing that, create, again, by some estimates, 19 million good-paying jobs.
Moody's suggests it would create 19 million jobs.
That was Brian Deese on your show saying that Moody says it's going to create 19 million jobs, this $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan that is not all infrastructure, not even half. Moody's estimated that the economy will add 19 million jobs between the fourth quarter and the fourth quarter of 2030 if the infrastructure proposal gets passed, or about $16.3 million over the same period if the infrastructure proposal does not get passed, which means you're talking about 2.7 million jobs. That's a little bit different, don't you think, Chris?
Well, listen, the problem with this little line of questioning is I feel you really are making me feel bad, and I have felt bad all week about it. Because, you know, one of the things that we try to do so hard on Fox News Sunday is separate the spin from fact. And I think we're really good at catching it the vast majority of the time. Like, for instance, he talked about this being an infrastructure program. Brian Deese, the top White House economic advisor, and I pointed out there's $400 billion in here for elderly care. Not to say that's good or bad, but it stretches infrastructure beyond all meaning. But I didn't catch him on the 19 million jobs. Pete Buttigieg said it. The president had said it. And it was only later in the week that we found out that, in fact, Moody's, that you're exactly right, said that they were going to create 16.3 million anyway. So it's 2.7 million added. And when you add that up, 2.7 million jobs for $2 trillion, I think it's something like $830,000 a job. You just pay them the money and they'd all be better off. It was outrageous, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't catch him on it.
It was a subtlety. No one got it. I watched him on every channel. Everyone just sat there and said, okay. And I thought so, too. All right, Moody says came up with a stat. How did they come up with it? I thought you come up with the story was, how did they come up with it? Little did we know, they figured I didn't finish reading it. But I wanted to bring up the fact that if that's the fundamental momentum, if you want to establish momentum to get behind this, you don't start with that type of an egregious error. So I want to bring you talking about errors. Do you watch 60 Minutes every Sunday?
No, but I watched it last Sunday, and I watched the piece that you're talking about.
What did you think?
Ron DeSantis piece in Florida.
Before I play both for the audience, what did you think of the piece while you were watching it? What do you think now?
I thought, what I thought at the time, because, you know, for obvious reasons, my dad worked there for the better part of a half a century. I think 60 Minutes, and I still say this, I think 60 Minutes is a fine program that overwhelmingly does first-rate journalism. And, you know, you give them the benefit of the doubt. So they had a piece, and basically it said that Ron DeSantis in Florida gave vaccines to rich communities and gave vaccine distribution to Publix, which was a big campaign contributor. And when I saw the piece and when I saw Sharon Alfonsi, who I generally think is a pretty good correspondent, because DeSantis wouldn't do an interview with her, asking him questions at a news conference, I thought, wow, this is a good piece. They really got DeSantis. And then I found out that, in fact, DeSantis had given a much fuller answer with much more detail, and that the 60 Minutes' basic point was not nearly as strong as they had intended it to be.
So you got a Democratic mayor who said that was not the story. They talked off the record, not off the record, on the record, but not on camera, saying, no, that's not the story. You know, we were taking care of this. Was the communication forward. He said, I was not in on the decision on Publix, but they are ready to go within 72 hours, and they are number one, and they do actually give donations to people like Senator Warner, as well as another senator, Tim Kaine, just off the top of your head. So you can't just say it's a donor. They only get the Republicans, and they got payback, pay for play. So here's what aired.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor, I met with the administrator, I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites, we can give more to hospitals, we can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
So here's what he actually said.
As we got into January, we wanted to expand the distribution points. So yes, you had the counties, you had some drive-through sites, you had hospitals that were doing a lot, but we wanted to get it into communities more. So we reached out to other retail pharmacies, Publix, Walmart. Obviously, CVS and Walgreens had to finish that mission. And we said, we're gonna use you as soon as you're done with that.
So he got into detail, Chris, in detail, the play-by-play of it, backed up by a Democratic mayor. So you have to wonder at some point, Ron DeSantis has been relentless to get his side of the story out. And Kevin Tedesco of CBS came out and said this: we requested an interview with DeSantis. He declined. We spoke to the state emergency management director, Jared Markowitz, twice, but he declined to be interviewed on camera. The idea was ignored. The perspective is untrue. Counter to this statement yesterday, we also spoke to, on the record, to Palm Beach County Mayor David Koerner for over 50 years, and he was talked about how great 60 Minutes is. But Moskowitz blew it out of the water, said it didn't happen, and David Koerner saluted the governor. So do you think that this really damages 60 Minutes?
Well, and incidentally, I don't know if people could hear, when you said you were going to play the full clip, I was saying, please don't do it, because he actually went on much longer than you said. I think he went on for 2 or 3 minutes.
I know. I wasn't going to play everything.
At great detail. And look, it's not that with any public official, we don't play everything they say. We have to edit. But you got to edit fairly. And if he gave reasonable explanations, even if they go against your storyline, you got to play them. I mean, that's just journalism. You've got to give fair play to you know, the arguments of both sides. And, you know, you can then say whatever you want, but you got to give somebody their say. And even if they didn't, you know, they say, well, we asked for an interview, he didn't give it to us. And that's bad. But, you know, you then go to the effort. I know. I wish he had given them an interview. I wish he'd sit down for an interview with me, Governor DeSantis. He's refused to do so. But if you know, you have to give them a fair shot. And you know, at the end of the day, it may not be the full answer, but it's got to be representative of their best, strongest points. And I don't think 60 Minutes did that. And in terms of damaging it, no. Look, 60 Minutes has been on the air since 1968. What's that, 30 or 53 years? It is a first-rate program. I'm proud of my father's involvement in it. As a newsman, I'm proud of it. You know, there's a reason we all watch it. They make mistakes. And, you know, my father made mistakes, and some of his colleagues made mistakes. And he was very open about that. He said, if you're purporting to be honest and tell the truth, you got to be honest about your mistakes as well.
They're not. They have not acknowledged this. In fact, they said they edited for clarity.
Yeah, they didn't. You know, I'm just going to say it. That was not clarity. That was selective editing, and it didn't give a full representation of Ron DeSantis' answer. And you got to do that. And you know, you can still say what you want to say, but you got to give him his say.
So I want to bring you back to a story with the Georgia boycott. And now we understand these corporations are going to meet on Tuesday. They talked to these activists and said, don't boycott Delta, don't boycott Coca-Cola, don't boycott Home Depot. We're going to get together and figure out a plan to get this, to go ahead aggressively against other states that are going to reform their election rules or laws after the pandemic where everything got changed. So I can't believe that, number two. They're that scared. Number two, does anyone stand for anything? And number three, how do you feel about Jim Crow 2.0 and then Jim Crow on steroids? Stacey Abrams said 2.0 and Joe Biden on steroids. When we all know, people listening, me and you know, it's not close to Jim Crow in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you and I are going to disagree on this. I think Jim Crow 2.0 and Jim Crow on steroids are probably excessive, but it's kind of allowable political speech. You hear it from the right, you hear it from the left. The fact is, and, you know, and I say this as somebody who has been covering the civil rights movement since the 1960s and 70s, Jim Crow wasn't just signs for colored people and signs for white people for
poll tax,
drinking fountains and bathrooms. It was also laws that didn't say blacks can't vote. It just made it harder for minorities to vote.
And this doesn't.
You and I are going to disagree about this. There are elements, I'm not saying every part of the law, but there are elements in that law that make it harder for minorities to vote. It's just plain and simple.
Don't you think it's an insult to minorities to think they don't want IDs, they want to vote without IDs?
That's only one of many things. Why would you have the Republican legislature take over state election boards? Why would you have politicians
if
take over
if they're failing
state election boards? Well, but you know, who's to say? We're saying we're going to have politicians as opposed to less partisan people say they're failing. I mean, I don't know. When I looked at Georgia in 2020, I think that the election board, Raffensperger and some of the people on that board, I know that the Trump supporters didn't like it, but they ran a fair election, and it was the politicians who wanted to undo it and kept calling for recounts.
See, you brought up a good point. Do you remember? Do you remember how they undercounted and Trump ended up picking up votes because they forgot to tally certain things? Do you remember what Florida has done in the past where there's certain precincts? I think it was Broward off the top of my head.
Biden won. He won by more than 11,000 votes. They had three recounts and he still won. And then the question becomes, so why did the state legislature change the rules? Why did they make it harder for there to be drop boxes? There are certain things I agree. I'm with you on voter ID. I think there ought to be a set way that people are able to ensure that when somebody, Chris Wallace votes, it's actually Chris Wallace. But, we don't have time. I could go through three or four things that I think are purely political and are making it harder. And that's the point, making it harder for certain people to vote.
Yeah, I don't.
And people particularly.
Yeah, if I thought that, I'd be screaming from the heavens. Chris, thanks so much. Fox News Sunday is going to be great. Make sure you watch it. Chris Wallace, thank you. Back in a moment. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Grandparents from Minnesota who became TikTok sensations make today's Dean's List. Harmony and Joel Kaplan decided to sing about the coronavirus pandemic, and their wonderful parody took off thanks to social media.
It's so nice to have you here with us again.
The couple shared their songs on Facebook and Instagram with family and friends, but it wasn't until their teenage grandson introduced them to TikTok that they went viral. Harmony says, they showed me how to do TikTok, and I put the first one on there, and now it has 170,000 views. They call themselves the Distancing Duo and sing about getting vaccinations, hand washing, and social distancing through the art of song.
We both got our second doses of the Pfizer vaccine. So
we love you, Harmony and Joel, the Distancing Duo. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Business House call for help. It's National Sleep Awareness Week. Most adults should be getting 7 to 8 hours a night, but not everyone does for a bunch of reasons like health issues, long work hours or shift work, lighter noise, stress, drinking alcohol or eating too close to bedtime, or you have trouble falling or staying asleep. You could have insomnia. The Food and Drug Administration wants you to improve your sleep quality and has a few tips to help. Routine. Go to bed and get up the same times every day. Sleep in a dark, quiet room and try to avoid caffeine and nicotine. Try not to drink alcohol before hitting the sack. Don't exercise ahead of your Z's and no naps after 3 p.m. And try to do something relaxing leading up to bedtime. If you have trouble sleeping every night for more than 2 weeks, you should talk to your health care provider. They can help you figure out if you have a health issue or could benefit from a sleep machine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You are born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the lookout that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This facility is a health and safety nightmare. The Biden administration is now presiding over the abuse of children. To end this abuse, the Biden administration must immediately shut down this facility.
And that is Governor Abbott, who is going to be filing a lawsuit, we understand, against the federal government for allowing these facilities in his state to be overrun and not giving them full access to do it. These are kids in there being assaulted. You can only imagine. They are packed in a way in which we've never seen. We only got glimpses of it last week. So my aunt wrote me. My Aunt Kathy wrote me and says she had a daycare for 36 years. Says following the government guidelines with only so many children in a home, they inspect her two times a year. If they had one extra child in a safe environment, they would be given a government violation. When they had to sleep on mats, they had to have a certain, or cribs, they had to be government approved with a certain amount of distance. This isn't besides the pandemic. There were so many restrictions. We can be inspected at any times. Usually came two times a year. I rest my case. Feel so bad for those kids. But how can you have these regulations for daycare in America, but these kids who come to America illegally can live in anything they want, squalor or now, many of them being moved to hotels? Where's that supervision? They're asking for volunteers from Homeland Security. What experience do they have? Daycares need licenses, right?
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering. Aaron hits it. And Aaron hits it.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A birthday surprise for a former California substitute teacher makes today's Dean's List. 77-year-old Jose Villarreal, known to students as Mr. V, was living in his Ford Thunderbird since May when he realized his job was probably coming to an end. His pension check went to all of his debts, and he had nothing left. A chance encounter with a former student, Steven Nava, changed his life. Steve noticed Jose living out of his car and gave him $300. He then got him a hotel room and took him out to breakfast. While they talked, Jose told him his birthday was coming up. So Steve went to social media and organized a fundraiser. Raising more than $27,000, Steve set up a socially distanced outdoor birthday party. They gave him the check, and Jose was overwhelmed with gratitude. Jose, happy birthday. And to Steve and all of those who helped him out, you all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
You want
truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
They simply don't have the access or the opportunity. We're excited at United to be announcing the United Aviate Academy to address the structural issues with the makeup of our pilots.
And there is United Airlines deciding we don't want to get the best person, we want to get the best minority, and we want to make sure it's a woman. So they're going to be hiring thousands of minorities and females over the next years. And that was something that struck me. We talked about it when I filled in for Laura last night. But it was while I was preparing, it was one of the leads of Tucker Carlson's monologues. Tucker Carlson is the same guy. At first, I thought it was a different guy. He hosts Tucker Carlson tonight, and he hosts Tucker Carlson today on Fox Nation. It's a brand-new series that just launched 3 days a week. It also has an exclusive with Piers Morgan already out there. And then Tucker Carlson tonight, he wears a tie, and he wears a jacket. We don't know about the pants. Tucker Carlson, welcome back.
Brian Kilmeade, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
No problem. First off, on the United, what made you pick that as your lead? I thought it was outrageous when I read it. I did not know you were going to lead with it. What made you lead with it?
Because it's dangerous.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter what sex or color your pilots are. And if you think it does matter, then you're dangerous. You're a threat to people's lives. You will kill people. The only thing that matters is whether the pilot lands the plane safely. Anything else is irrelevant, period. It's just that simple. And that's why we don't have a lot of plane crashes in this country, because it's been a meritocracy, despite the lies of the New York Times and many others, for a long time. So we elevate people based on their ability. Can you do the job or not? And it doesn't really matter in the end if you hire by race in your, like, sociology department at your stupid little college.
Right.
But if you start using irrelevant criteria to hire airline pilots or heart surgeons or building engineers, people die. The society collapses. And so you can't allow that. And I know that this, you know, the mindless little CEO of United thinks that he's getting points from his HR department, or his board will applaud all the mediocrities on his board. But the truth is, these are lives of Americans. You have to demand a meritocracy in the professions that really matter, period. You can't waver on that. And that's true for the military, too. I mean, the military told us, you know, we're going to bring women into the ranks and we're not going to lower standards. Well, that was a lie. They lowered standards dramatically. In fact, they got rid of standards in some cases. That's true in fire departments across the country. It used to be you couldn't be a fireman unless you could carry, you know, an unconscious person on your shoulders. Well, that seems like a pretty basic qualification for the job if you're a fireman, right?
Right.
You find unconscious people in buildings, you drag them out. But since they decided to, you know, the sex of firemen was more important than the ability of firemen, they got rid of that standard. So what do you have? You have a public that's paying for firemen who can't rescue them from burning buildings. Like, that's insane. And I don't know why we're putting up with this, but we shouldn't, because it's the end of everything. It's the end of the reason you want to live in this country. You want to live here because it functions. And it will cease to function if you hire people based on irrelevant criteria. And the rest of us, again, have a right to demand better than that. It's not about, you know, oh, only white men can be pilots. Nobody thinks that. I certainly don't. If 100% of pilots were black women, I wouldn't care. I just want the best pilots. It's that simple. And we're allowing this brain disease, this race obsession, which really is a kind of brain virus that's like wrecking our leadership, to distort the truth of it, which is colorblind meritocracy is the only way you can run a diverse country. That you only have one option. And when you deviate from that, things collapse.
Tucker Carlson with us. So, Tucker, you did that and you pointed out, too, private jets. There is a meritocracy when it comes to private jets, where most of the CEOs do all their job.
You think John Kerry's going to get on some airplane with his kids where the pilot's been, you know, rushed through an affirmative action program by quota? Are you joking? He's not stupid. He just wants the best pilot.
So, Tucker, I think I have the perfect clip to encapsulate what we've been going through over the last month, and it is – where, first off, what's happened over the last few weeks is we found out that corporate America doesn't like Republicans. You know, Hollywood never liked Republicans. Now we're finding out that just about every academia has been teaching people not to like Republicans. So Congressman Dan Crenshaw said this last night. Cut 9.
For far too long already, Americans are forced to, you know, watch a different late night comedy show. Every time they watch a movie, they have to deal with the fact that the actor they might be watching doesn't like them, thinks that their ideas are stupid. And now we have to look at products or our banks or our airlines and think to ourselves, well, yeah, I want to buy this product or purchase this ticket, but these people hate me. Or they don't think my ideas are good, or they lie about my ideas. They lie about what we want to do for election integrity. This is damaging our culture. It's damaging our social fabric. They're doing far more damage than they realize.
I mean, isn't he describing our audience?
Well, of course he is. And he's also describing and indicting the party he represents, the one that I voted for my whole life, the Republican Party, which is basically done the bidding of these companies that hate them and that hate the country and its values for a long time, and let this happen, let these monopolies form that are now more powerful than the federal government. I mean, Google has more power, obviously, than the federal government does. That's not good. That's not democracy. That's a betrayal of democracy. How did that happen? I mean, without pointing fingers or anything, Republicans who want to preserve capitalism, and I'm one of them, ought to consider what this does to capitalism. This completely discredits it. If you ask young people, are you for capitalism, the majority say no. And you got to ask yourself why. Because the system that we live under isn't market capitalism. It's monopoly capitalism, where a small group of non-American foreign-held countries, the companies, these publicly held companies, which are like owned, you know, by the sovereign wealth fund of Malaysia, you know, or Saudi Arabia or China, are making decisions about the laws we live under. Like, that's insane, and it discredits capitalism. It just, if you want to create more socialists, then let Google run everything. I'm serious, because in the eyes of your average person, it's pretty clear this isn't working. And I wish Republicans understood that if you want to save capitalism, right, and I think that we should want that, you have to make it work within a democracy. And the first thing you have to do is break up monopoly power. I mean, duh. By the way, they controlled everything a few years ago, and they didn't do that. And they made excuses for Google, and they took money from Google. And it's like, you know, I don't want to be mean to anybody, and I'm not saying they need to apologize, but they need to, like, make it really clear. Your enemy is not simply the Biden administration and Susan Rice. It's the companies that are doing Susan Rice's bidding and doing Barack Obama's bidding. You know, how did Barack Obama get to be one of the richest people in America? He's never had a job. He doesn't have any skills because Netflix paid him off. That's why. So, like, why doesn't anybody say that? You know, it's big companies that are making this tyranny possible. That's just true.
I hear you. Although that Joe Biden was a tremendous candidate, he really captured the imagination of America. He was such a great campaigner. so many people are raising their kids on the wanting to grow up to be just like Joe Biden, if he even knew. So, Tucker, just about you for a second. You got Tucker Carlson tonight. You have Tucker Carlson today. I looked at your resume. You have a morning show background. Why not Tucker Carlson this morning on Fox Nation? Why just today? I mean, come on. Why not three hits of Tucker Carlson a day?
It's too hard. It's too hard. You should host a morning show sometime, Brian. You'll find out. It is not easy. You're getting up at 3 in the morning, and you have to organize your thoughts on no sleep. By the way, when you have a job like that, the first thing that happens is you get fat. I talked to Piers Morgan last week or this week, and the first thing he said was, I'm kind of glad I got fired from that show because I got fat. Because you can't not – I don't know how you've done it for 30 years and stayed at the same weight, but it totally messes with your metabolism.
It's
great. How have you done that?
I've done it. I started filling in 96. It was full-time in 97. So it's been a while.
Well, yeah. It's you're like one of the longest-running morning show hosts ever, and you're the same weight. Sincere question. How did you do that?
Well, put it this way. I've talked to doctors who say you need sleep in order to lose weight. So that does matter. And I do feel as though I got to lose 5 to 7 pounds, but I do work out 5 days a week. I know Tucker Carlson used to do this thing because he used to come from Washington. You used to go to the hotel and run down the stairs, correct?
Oh, yeah. I would always run, you know, at like 3:30, or I'd run up to, you know, Church of the Heavenly Rest on 96th Street. I would just need to get some exercise because I couldn't wake up otherwise. And I was quitting smoking at the time, and so like the whole thing was just like a metabolic disaster for me. But man, they always had free Kit Kats in the hotel room, and I would just hit those so hard, because you do, when you're tired, you eat garbage. It's crazy, actually.
So Tucker, I love the long form interview, and I'm getting this. I think I know you well enough. I think you love it too. I know it's more work, it's double the work for you and your staff, but just to be able to relax on Fox Nation and say, Piers Morgan, tell me what happened, rather than toss to a break in 4.5 minutes and then go to this side, How much are you enjoying this?
So funny you said that. I'm enjoying it a lot. And it's interesting. I mean, I spent 4 years in college. I didn't learn anything. I just drank. And then I went into the workforce. And I basically have this hole where a college education should be. And this has been, I've only done 9 of these so far, but I mean, every single one of them has been an education. I mean, it's just, it's been amazing, actually, how much I've learned. My whole life I went out to lunch every day with, you know, different people to learn stuff. And now I don't because the world is shut down. And this kind of fills that hole, too. I mean, it is, I don't do anything other than listen carefully. Which is itself a blessing. I mean, if you're in TV long enough, you lose the capacity to listen. You're just always on transmit. You're getting paid to give your opinions. You kind of can't stop giving your opinions. And this is an hour where I just shut up and listen to someone else carefully. And it's just it's a beautiful experience. I mean it. I love it.
But a couple of things. You have to have humility. You have to – it's a lot of people who you meet in television think they know everything. And that's when I'm kind of like, I don't really know how to deal with them because I know I don't. And that's the same thing that comes across. Your opinions are well thought out. You always have me saying, why didn't I think of that? But you also are open to knowing, to learning something. And that's why I'm not in on the negotiations why you did Fox Nation. And I'm sure it's worth it for you. But this is why I think that you like it. It's like, wow, you can get somebody in studio or somebody. So you're somewhat flexible with your time outside 8 o'clock Eastern. And you can get them in here 3 days a week. You got a great staff and you can do it. You're fine with that. Right? And now it's to the point where one's feeding the other.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I'm not getting rich doing it, but I thought it was really interesting. I also thought, you know, at a moment like this, when everyone's being silenced and the Murdochs are giving me a chance to talk more, I feel like I should take that chance. I mean, I should. While I can't, you know, life is short. Like, you should work while you can. You don't know how long you're going to be able to. Yes, that's exactly right. And it is funny. People on TV do think they know everything. And a lot of them are, like, way dumber than average, which is so interesting. Like, the self-esteem levels are disproportionate in our business. A lot of people who really should just be quiet aren't and think they have a lot to say. It's just so – it's so bewildering. You know what I mean? Like, self-esteem does not track with ability in the way that it should. Like, the smartest people should talk the most. The dumbest people should talk the least. But that's inverted. Anyway, so no, I mean, I definitely don't think I know everything. I'm, like, completely ignorant about most things. And that's why it's so cool. And we have this amazing staff led by Kelly McNally, who you know well, our head booker, who are just really smart. And they book on the basis of, wow, I'd really like to hear from that person. And that's a cool way. They're not like, oh, we need the most famous person. You know what I mean? Like, we're not beating down Kim Kardashian's door or whatever. It's like, oh, wow, this is like some weird random guy you've never heard of, but he's really knowledgeable on this. And I just think that's a cool way to do it.
Right. I remember growing up when you watch certain people, like Larry King was a great listener, but he never prepared, and he took glory in that. I'm not putting him down. And I never knew him, but I just watched him. And then there'd be a Roy Firestone who would be on ESPN, and whoever showed up was willing to bare their soul. I think at certain points, and Howard Stern did this too, people show up and are ready to talk. I found they're ready to do that with you now on this Fox Nation show. When they show up, they're ready to talk as if they know they're being charged for it and they want to get the most out of it. Do you get that too? I think Megyn Kelly has that, where people show up and they go, okay, I'm going to give you some stuff today. I'm not going to look to parry these questions.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm not actually very judgy about people. I mean, I think people are really flawed. I know that I am really flawed. I've been faced with evidence of that, you know, every day for 51 years. So I'm not quick to judge people, actually. I'm quick to judge their ideas, but not the people. So I hope that helps. And the other thing is I'm sincerely interested. Like, that's the whole point of having people on. I don't need another hour to talk, you know, to give my opinion.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't do a lot of podcasts, but I was on one recently, and I really felt like, I mean, I didn't say anything, which was fine, actually. The host was kind of a genius, and he was great, but I just approached it completely differently. Like, we're here, I talked to this guy, Wilfred Riley, yesterday, who's a professor at...
We had him on, he's great.
God, that guy's smart.
Yeah.
And he's so smart, and interesting, and a free thinker, and I just wanted to hear him talk. Like, I know what I think. I wanted to hear from him, and I'm really glad that I did.
especially at a time when race is everything. You have an African-American grew up in humble beginnings in academia and has a real take on what's happening on the ground and the perceptions that people have been fed. Tucker, who can we expect next on Tucker Carlson Today?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Because I don't know you well enough? You don't know?
No, because we're working on a booking right now.
All right.
But I think it should be. Can I say one thing that Wilfred Riley said to me really quick? That I said to him, yeah. I thought this was so interesting. I said, you know, you're a college professor. I never talk to college professors because they're boring and they're closed-minded and they don't have anything interesting to say. But you do. You're not afraid to say what you think. He goes, I work at a historically black college. Like, we don't have wokeness at my school because everyone's black. You can say whatever you want. Like, they don't – they're not hung up on dumb stuff like pronouns. You just, like, say what you want, and that's totally fine. And I'm like, really? And he invited me to lecture his class, which I'm going to do, just because I want to see a college class where people can give their opinion. I mean,
absolutely. And this, to me, an honest talk about race is great, but rhetoric isn't.
Yeah.
Tucker, we're going to watch you tonight, whether you want us to or not, at 8. And then we're going to go to get the Fox Nation app and watch Tucker Carlson Tonight, the past episodes, and the next one's a mystery, which is perfect for my audience and my ratings. Tucker, thanks again, man.
Thanks, Brian. See
ya. Go get him. You can follow him at Tucker Carlson. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pop them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We've got a couple of minutes. Don't forget to get the podcast on BrianKilmeadeShow.com. If you ever miss the show, you can still get it there. Bob was on WLAD. Hey, Bob and Danbury.
Hey, Brian. Hey, I just want to throw out there really quick. I'm a pilot, and you can get intense training or mild training. Now, is American Airlines just going to shove these people through and just give them basic training just to have the people, or are they going to give them rigorous training and turn out like Denzel Washington in flight? You know what I mean?
Good question, Bob. I have a question for you. They say it costs $100,000 to get flight lessons to get an airline's interest. Is that true?
It's around there, yes, and it depends on the airline. I'm just a private pilot, so I don't know all the prices, but they do offer it. But there's a lot of guys. You look at some pilots, and they're sleeping in the air, you know, in the airports because they don't pay them enough. You know, it's like driving a bus. You're out there just hustling. But are you going to be a safe pilot?
I know.
I can teach you to fly a plane right now and land it. But when you get a windy day or a storm or something like that, are you going to be able to handle it? I think when I go flying next time, I'm going to be prepared to take the controls.
Yeah, well, it would be good if I flew with a pilot that could actually do that if they made the announcement. But it does scare people. And Tucker brought up a great point. Private flights, they're not trying to do the equal opportunity employment. They're trying to get the best flyers because they pay the most money. And they actually want to land, too. It's us. We're the ones who got to worry. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. Of course, you're talking about United Airlines and their policy. Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kelton Barnes and Mr. Hackness were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kelton Barnes was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.